Coming live to you from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box in East Flat Rock, North Carolina. This is Tuscola Sports Radio. Charles Allison, Branson Reese here with you. Getting ready to start varsity girls basketball action tonight as we begin the about five-week run of Tuesday, Friday night action for the balance of the regular season. And glad to be with you here tonight. Tuscola taking on, as I said, East Henderson. They're led by Tammy George. They're currently 4-12, 2-4 in the conference. Coach George is a East Henderson alum and is in her fourth season as head coach. They played Pisgah on Tuesday night, lost 61-19. But they had a two-game win streak, Branson, before that, defeating North Henderson and Brevard last week. So
our common opponent is Brevard and North Henderson with them.
Correct, and they we've both beat Brevard and North, and we've both lost to West and Smoky so far. So some commonalities, and really and truly, Branson, these two teams have been fairly comparable in talent over the last two or three seasons, and we've had some really good games with them, though.
Right, we have, and they've been close, and I think for the most part we've come out on top on those. So that bodes well for us because, you know, looking at the stats today, Mamie Hill looks like East Henderson goes through Mamie Hill like Julia Wells does for us.
And if you do look at their stats, she's averaging 14.2 points per game, but she's only shooting 31% from the field, so she's taking a lot of shots, but they're not falling. And there's a big drop-off after her. Their scoring after that is Kyra Bass at 3.8 points per game and Chyla Lindsay at 2.8 points per game. So Mamie Hill is going to be their go-to person tonight, and that's something that we'll look at a little later in our keys to the game.
Yeah, you're right, because that big drop, 11 points, you know, from first to second, and then a point to that. But, you know, there again, you know, 19 points is what those three average. So,
Tuscola's outscoring them average 46-36, but East Henderson leads in average scoring per quarter, except in the second where we're outscoring them by 4 points. So, as we said, these two teams have been comparable over the last couple of seasons, and it's looking like it's going to be comparable again tonight. We'll take a break, and we come back. We'll have girls basketball action for you here on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Crossroads Ford of Waynesville has your ride. Check out their inventory of new and used cars and trucks. You'll find the entire Ford lineup from the legendary Mustang to the off-road equipped Bronco to the all-new F-150 Lightning EV. We've got the ride to fit your lifestyle. Let Crossroads Ford put you in the driver's seat. Start your journey online at crossroadsfordwaynesville.com or visit them at 524 Russ Avenue in Waynesville. Call 203-8684. Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long.
Mountain Credit Union can help you make this season bright. Hey everybody, it's Chris Angel from Mountain Credit Union. The holidays are magical, but they can also be expensive. Gifts, travel, heating bills, it all adds up. We're here to take the stress out of the season. From holiday loans and flexible payment options to smart savings tips, we'll help you stay on track so you can focus on family, not finances. Because we're more than your credit union. We're your neighbors, ready to guide you through winter's twists and turns. So stop by one of our local branches today or visit mountaincu.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Back here live, the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box at East Henderson High School, where the Mountaineers, Lady Mountaineers, getting ready to take on the Lady Eagles of East Henderson. Starting lineups being announced Julia Wells, Kendall Williamson, Avery Roten, Vesper Forbes, and Tammy Horton, the standard starting lineup for Coach Sutton's Lady Mountaineers tonight. Starting for East Henderson. It's easier when we're sitting behind them and we can see their backs. It's hard to see their jersey numbers when they're leaned over because they're basically right here behind the basket. Number two, that's Layla Henderson, a sophomore guard. And not a lot, only one senior on this team this year, Branson, but two freshmen on the varsity this year.
Right. There's, you know, they've got, you know, that may be something for the future for them.
Chyla Lindsay, a junior forward. Mamie Hill, as we said, their leading scorer. She's a junior, 5'6" point guard. Number 30, Julia Smithson, the center. And number 5, junior guard, Kyra Bass. So Vesper Forbes will step into the center jump circle. She'll be going up against Mamie Hill, who, among all her other duties, will jump it off for East Henderson. And we're underway, and East Henderson controls the tap. And they'll get the ball to Hill on the point. Coach George already up off the bench directing traffic. Hill on the point. Works it right over to Henderson, back up top. Horton out there guarding at the top. They'll hand it off now. Number 5, Kyra Bass. Now they go into corner. It's tipped. Stolen by Kendall Williamson. Tried to outlet to Tammy Horton. Tammy couldn't control it. But the ball will go out of bounds to the Mountaineers as it went off Layla Henderson. I'm sorry, Samantha Horton. I don't know why I was calling her Tammy. And ball in bounds. Roten gets bumped here right below us. We're in the end zone tonight, folks. Horton swings it over. Roten now on the wing. Works, penetrates, put up a shot, and she'll get called for the walk. She came back down with the basketball still in her hand.
Actually, they just called jump ball right there. They had both hands, and it's going to go. They're saying it's coming to Tuscola.
And it should go to Tuscola because East Henderson won the tap. Thought they were going to call a walk on that.
I did too, because the way she went in and came right back down.
Got a little bit different perspective here tonight in the end zone. It's kind of like being at Irwin. Except we can actually see below the floor in this gym. Roten now with it. I got to make sure I don't drop my pen on the floor. I'm going to pull it back on the desk. Roten to Wells. Works the corner. And, got it down low to Williamson. Wells to Forbes in the lane. Won't go off the rim. Forbes and Horton both going for the basketball. They kick it out to Horton. Jumper no good from the baseline. And rebounded by Chyla Lindsay, and she'll feed it back to Hill, and Hill has to go the long way to get it back up the floor. Bass now with it. Over to Hill, works the right wing. In the corner to Henderson. Double team, she'll kick it up top. Bass swings it. Left side, Julia Smithson's shot. No good, rebounded by Avery Roten. Tied at zero here. We've played about a minute and a half. Williamson in the lane, tried to cut to the basket and lost the handle.
Not a bad pass right there from Avery over to Kendall. Just had her turned a different way, and she lost the ball.
They go down in the corner to Bass. She'll dribble over to the left, put up a shot from the wing, no good. Rebound in the corner by Kendall Williamson. She'll outlet to Forbes, now to Roten. Roten, bounce pass to Horton, a little slow, gets kicked back. Roten trying to pick it up, and she and Layla Henderson will tie up, and the jump ball goes to East Henderson. Lady Mountaineers had the right idea right there on the break, but just a little bit flawed in the execution. Hill will bring it down to Henderson. To Lindsay. Free throw line, kicks it back out, shot up, no good, rebound Wells. Wells going to work the right side of the line. Comes into the lane, tried to put it up, got bumped by Hill. And the ball goes out of bounds and stays with Tuscola. So Wells will inbound baseline. Looks for the cut in the lane, not there. Williamson trying to post up low, trying to get it to her, forced it. Stolen by Hill. That was just too slow to develop, and as Hill drove for the basket, it was blocked from behind by Julia Wells.
And it looks like we're going to have a timeout called. Coach Sutton going to call a timeout here.
Going to, I think, trying to draw up what they were just trying to execute down here offensively. This timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, lawn, and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware, located in Delwood. One great location with great customer service. It is time for our Keys to the Game, sponsored by Bethel Storage. Are you looking for a place to store all your stuff? Bethel Storage can help you store all your precious items in one safe, convenient location. Call Bethel Storage, 648-5656. And as we talked about, these teams are very close. Mamie Hill is their leading scorer. Big drop-off between her and the next two potential scorers for East Henderson. So the key to the game tonight for me is going to be they got to stop Mamie Hill.
Yeah, you corral her, then that's going to be good for us. Because, listen, Julia Wells has got to go for us as well. So this may be one of the deals that they're focusing on ours just as well as we are theirs.
So East with the inbound now. That's Henderson. She'll get it over to Hill. In the corner, long shot by Kyra Bass. No good. Rebounded by Roten. She'll outlet to Horton. Tried to hit Williamson in the lane and got stolen away. That one was right in Kendall's eyes. Had a hard time handling it in the drive and the lay-in by Hill, and it's finally a score, 2-0. East Henderson at the 4:53 mark here in the first quarter. Wells to Horton. Over to Roten. She'll work left. In front of the East Henderson bench, and we're going to get a blocking call on Shyla Lindsay. First team foul on East Henderson.
You know, Charles, we're bringing this down real quick, and we're trying to force a pass inside. We need to take our time, and I think that's what's causing us to have all these turnovers.
Inbound to Wells. She'll go up with a shot from the left side, and she's fouled. And that's going to get Julie Smithson off the floor, and Lara Lopes-Barcelos in the game for East Henderson, and the inbound is stolen by Hill. Hill going up against Wells. The shot is blocked. Rebound Horton, and then Bass will tip it out of bounds for East Henderson. The possession stays with Tuscola, and they never stop the clock. And the official catches it.
The one thing I always remember about coming over here to East Henderson is we can't ever see the arrow. have to be looking down there.
Inbound. They go up top to Forbes. Vesper working the point. Gives it over to Roten. Roten got an opening. If she'll hurry and take it and lays it up, won't go. Ball tip. Roten tried to get a hand on it. It'll go out of bounds off Avery. Had a good look. Had an open shot at the basket. Just couldn't get it to go.
Well, and the other thing is we had three East Henderson girls right here. And had the opposite. We had, you know, men on the other side, and we couldn't utilize it.
Hill brings it across midcourt for the East Henderson Eagles. Works left. Williamson defends. They go in the lane, and we're going to get, it's going to be touch foul night tonight, it looks like. And foul on Kendall Williamson, her first, team first for Tuscola, and we're not going to be able to see the foul totals tonight either unless you hang me over the railing here, Branson. And a shot by East Henderson for three is good. 5-0 East Henderson. Mountaineers can't afford to give up too big of a gap here. Hand off to Wells, kicks it out. Corner shot. Horton may have been partially blocked. It was short. Picked up and rebounded by Layla Henderson.
Yeah, I believe that one, the ball, she got a little bit of ball on that.
Long three-point air ball going to go out of bounds. Barcelos tried to save it, and it still landed out of bounds. Mountaineers will bring it up, 3:22 to play here in the first. Wells goes into the lane, sort of a little cut move, finally lays it in. It's 5-2.
Finally get on the board right there.
Trying to set a screen high for Hill on Wells. They work right. Now they go into corner, shot. Bass is no good off the rim. And Hill able to poke it out on the rebound. And East will keep possession. They try to go low down on a block to Barcelos. Got a tie-up down, though. She'll kick it out. Hill actually going to step back to hit the three. Won't go. Rebound Lindsay. Back to Hill. She'll take another three. Got to get out there and get a hand on her. It's good. 8-2. Down low, Williamson working on Bass. Kendall looking for a foul there. I'm not really, she kind of threw it like she was looking to pass it, and there was nobody there. But it was tipped by an Eagle. And we got a number four out here on the court. Got no idea who that is for East Henderson, not on the roster. Inbound, Wells try to get it. It's tipped out. We also have a pep band tonight. Second school we've been to.
Right.
Second road game, second pep band.
And like you said, those are making a comeback, it looks like.
Apparently so. Inbounds to Roten now on the baseline.
Got to get help.
Getting double teamed. Williamson cuts to the left, got an opening, goes in,
there
hangs it on the rim, count the basket, and she's fouled.
And this free throw is sponsored to you by WPTL. Call Terrell at WPTL.
We've lost a sheet.
We lost a sheet.
Oh, call Terrell at WPTL 648-3576.
There we go.
Sorry about that. We're working on a very skinny table tonight. It's covered with gear.
This kind of reminds you of what we see in baseball when they have those short tabletops for us.
And the free throw is good. It's 8-5. Mountaineers going to put pressure in the backcourt. Hill gets it across to Henderson. She'll drive and tries to dump it off as she enters the lane to Barcelos. And we'll go off, out of bounds off of Mountaineer. Number four for East will inbound. We don't know her name. To Henderson for three. Got to get out there and get a hand on these girls. It's 11-5. 2 minutes to go in the first. They hit Williamson low, working on Lindsay. Spin move, banks it in. Mountaineers going to continue the pressure. On the inbound, and a loose ball, and stays with East Henderson. It was tipped by Kendall Williamson.
Man, alive. I was getting ready to say, there's just a good turnover.
That's almost worked. Inbounds to Hill. Working on Wells, gets double-teamed at midcourt, gets it across to Lindsay. Lindsay going to get tied up and hand it off back to Hill. Henderson with the ball now. She'll work left. Now over to Hill. Dribbles in, spocked from behind by, I believe that was Roten. Roten will come down with the ball and a long pass, too far for Julia Wells to handle.
Yeah, led her out of bounds on that. I think Avery should just went ahead and brought that one up.
Wouldn't have hurt. She wasn't challenged. Going to get a double team in the corner. Wells will tip it out of bounds. Right in front of the East Henderson bench on the inbound of Hill. She gets it across midcourt. Feeds to Lindsay. Lindsay fights away from Forbes. Long pass over to Barcelos. Going to be stolen by Wells. Got to try to rein it in. Spins, banks it in. The basket's good. 11-9 as we hit 52 seconds and counting to go in the first. Hill going to stumble and fall, and Coach George just adamant that that was a foul. They get it to Lindsay. She'll drive, and the little baby hook is good. Yeah, I think it was more of a matter of Hill stepping on the foot of the Tuscola defender. Shot from the baseline by Roten, no good. She'll try to save it and actually tips it off an Eagle. 26.3 to go here in the first. Wells will inbound from the baseline. Nobody.
There we go.
Just too slow developing. Kendall on the inbound of the lane. Misses, followed by Vesper Forbes.
Good shot by Vesper right there.
Now here's down by two. Hill will bring it down right side. 14 seconds. Cross lane pass to Barcelos. Won't go. Rebound Roten. Got to hurry. 10 seconds. Got tripped up. Gets it across. Feeds to Wells. Working in the lane. Dumps it down to Forbes. Basket good. That's two in a row for Vesper Forbes. And that'll do it. We're tied at 13 as we go to the second quarter. And this is Tuscola Sports Radio.
John Anderson here, your host for Good Morning Haywood on WPTL. And we're announcing open lines all the time, not just at the flea market from 6 a.m. until 9:30. We're going to... John Anderson here, your host for Good Morning Haywood on WPTL. And we're announcing open lines all the time, not just at the flea market from 6 a.m. until 9:30. We're going to open those phone lines and see what's going on with you out in Haywood County. So call in and join us. And then we have all your regular features, too, like Johns Hopkins Medical Minute, the Farm Report, and the flea market at 8:30. Remember, open lines all the time. 648-3576, 3577. Good Morning Haywood, Monday through Friday at 6 a.m. on WPTL.
Tuscola basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Coming back live to you from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box, this is Tuscola Sports Radio. Lady Mountaineers and the Lady Eagles tied at 13 as we go to the second quarter. Charles Allison, Branson Reese here with you. On the inbound now, Wells hands off to Roten, and we're going to get a walk on the exchange between Avery Roten trying to get it back to Wells.
Hey, listen, Tuscola did a good job finishing up that first quarter. You know, First half sort of a little slow, but did a good job tying it up at 13.
Roten almost with a steal as we cross midcourt. Henderson able to pick it up for East. She'll work into the wing. Pulls back, going to get hung up in the corner down there. Wells got a hand on it on the pass, trying to get it to Hill. She's tied up. They hit Lindsay in the lane. Fall away, won't go. Williamson with a rebound for Tuscola. Roten, long pass to Horton. Got a shot. Dribbled too far. Should have just put the shot back up. Horton trying to feed Wells. Tried to save it. She'll step out of bounds. Horton took that one more step, and it took her past the rim.
Right, but that was a good play getting it in there, too.
Eagles with the ball now, back to Hill. Looking inside, she'll pull up to the right elbow. Shot probably partially blocked, but Lindsay there underneath with the follow. Nobody got a body on her, and she was able to get the rebound. 15-13, East in the lead, and Hill actually hooked Wells in the lane as she entered. Dumps it off to Forbes, and the third basket in a row for Vesper Forbes, and that'll get Coach George off the bench with a timeout. And this timeout court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, and lawn and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware, located in Delwood, one great location with great customer service. I imagine Coach George is going to say, I want somebody getting 21 off the basket.
Yeah, and here's the thing. That was a good job. How they didn't call that.
She grabbed Julia as she drove in the lane, spun her almost. That's just wild. You know, I said initially it looked like it was going to be a touch foul, not, but touch fouls, yes.
Yeah.
Grabbing, no. On the inbound now, Tuscola's going to keep pressure. Tied at 15. We played about a minute and 10 here in the second quarter. Hill gets it across over to Bass. She'll dribble down to the baseline and Williamson will defend and tip it out of bounds. Bass will get it in. Henderson will take the long shot. No good. Ball's loose. Bounced off the shoulder of Lindsay. They kick it back out in the corner to Bass on the far side. She'll miss again. Hill with a rebound. She's a hustler, that's for sure, Branson.
She is. She's right there. You got to know where she's at all times on the court.
Smithson back in the game. She'll outlet over to Hill on the point. She'll pull up just left of the top of the key. No good. But Smithson with a rebound. Kicks it back. Henderson going to take the shot. And what gets me is they're actually looking to make sure their feet are behind the three-point line before they shoot. And East with another long rebound. Tried to get it to Smithson, swings it around right side, and finally Henderson finds the range. And it's 18-15. East very conscious of where that three-point line, and Wells telegraphed that pass to Roten, is stolen by Henderson. She'll get it back out to Smithson. Bass on the point. They'll swing left. Hill steps back, takes the shot, another three.
And that's the thing. You got to know where Hill's at all the time. She was sitting over here on the left corner all by herself.
Horton with it. Dribbles it. Ooh, almost walked there. Roten on the point. Tried to hand it off to Wells. She's picked up her dribble. Now she's going to move her pivot foot, and there's another walk. Still just not being confident and calm in what you're doing out there. Hill goes baseline. A pass to Bass is good. 23-15, biggest lead of the night for East Henderson so far. 5:06 to play here in the half. Wells to Horton. And
I don't know, stolen away by
Lindsay. I think it got tipped from behind, maybe. Hill going to drive the lane, lose the ball. We got a tie up. Nope, able to kick it out. Shot by Bass, no good. And Hill going to roll and hit the floor as she knocks it out of bounds. Hill's a hustling thing. I got to give you that.
She is.
Barcelos back in the game for Smithson. Inbound Wells now brings it across midcourt. Almost picked up her dribble there. Was looking to hit Roten on the cut. Wells pulls up outside the free throw line. Gives it back to Forbes. She'll hit Kendall high post. Trying to hit Wells on the cut. Wells started to move and then stepped back. And then a pass trying to hit Forbes on the cut on the left side of the lane is stolen away. Barcelos to Bass. Won't go. And another shot up by East. Finally rebounded by Kendall Williamson. And that's the thing. East does not stop.
No.
And a long pass by Roten. And then I don't know that we could have caught that here. The ladies got to slow down and just settle down here. Down 23-15. 4:05 to play in the second. Hill gets it across midcourt over to Henderson. And got tipped by Wells. She'll pick it up, looking to get it to Forbes. Now to Roten. Roten going to drive and is going to get tipped. Nope, maybe got a foul. Maybe, yes.
They're going to call a foul.
And that's going to be on number 10, and that's on Lindsay. And I believe that'll be their first foul of the quarter. Lindsay will come out. Smithson will check in. Henderson's out also. Roten looking to inbound. Got to hurry. Going to lose it. Gets it. And the ball's tipped by Eagle. And then as we go for the ball, Hill and Wells fighting for it. Wells will draw the foul. Hill brings it across. Wells trying to get a steal. Hill able to pick it back up. And we're going to get a whistle in the lane. Number 22 in the game, Kara Gibbs for East Henderson. Fouls on Forbes for Tuscola. First team foul of the quarter. That'll be her first, I believe. Inbound, Hill from the right corner. Won't go. Rebounds out long to Roten on the baseline. Avery will bring it down. Works left, gives it over to Wells. Wells and Williamson almost run into each other. To Roten. Roten's got a chance, and ball's tipped. Went off of Roten's leg, though. I don't know why she stopped going for it. Hill gets it across. To Bass. Over to Gibbs. Hill looks down in the corner now. Gibbs. 16-footer by Bass is good. And a 10-point lead now for East Henderson. Forbes, high post, looking to get it to somebody. Nobody's coming. Going to take it herself. Ball, but she cut down the right side of the lane, draws the foul on Kyra Bass. Yep. And that's, I mean, you can't just stay there hung up if nobody's coming for the ball. You got to drive, make something happen. And we're going to get a timeout call by Coach Sutton. That's Tuscola's second timeout. And it's sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, and lawn and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware, located in Delwood, one great location with great customer service. I don't know. Being off Tuesday may not have helped.
Yeah, but, you know, we're having our chances getting down. It's just like we're trying to force it instead of like what we were saying. Take our time, get down there, get set up, run a play. And, you know, we're just forcing everything and making bad throws, bad throws. Bad throws.
But, you know, the thing tonight, it's not like the same bad throws that we had against Pisgah last Friday night.
Right.
It's a different kind of bad throw,
right,
if that makes any sense. They've got openings, and I think need to look at maybe going to the basket more. Trying to get it in, gets it into Forbes. Forbes going to drive, put up a shot, no good, follows, hangs, won't go, ball's tipped. Williamson able to come down with it, and she'll make the basket. Good follow there by Kendall Williamson.
Yeah, good job by Kendall.
25-17, that breaks the scoring skid here in the second quarter. Ball's loose, hit Lindsay's foot, going to get a whistle in the lane and foul on Kendall Williamson.
And that'll be Kendall's second. And I'm not seeing Gwyneth Schick here tonight, and I don't even see her on the bench, so I don't know if she's out sick. And that could be a little bit of it too, because she got used to bringing the ball up some.
Right. Barcelos hits the first free throw for East. Second one's up, rolls out, no good. Tipped by Lindsay back to Henderson. In fact, Amelia Dill's in the game for Tuscola. Hill's going to drive the lane. Nobody there to cut her off. 28-17, leads 11. Biggest lead of the night for East. Goes low to Dill. Shot no good. Tip back. Roten trying to get to it. It's rebounded.
There we go. Double dribble.
By Gibbs. And we'll get a turnover. Interesting. East, one of the few teams not interested in putting any pressure, bringing the ball up on Tuscola.
And you know they did last year at that one point, that second game when we were here.
Forbes got an opening, puts it up, tried to bank it in, wouldn't go, follows her shot, but Henderson able to pick it up. Henderson trying to drive on Deal. Deal got to move her feet. She's getting out of position. They go low. Lindsay's shot, no good, but it's blocked. Or actually, she's fouled by Forbes. That'll be Vesper's second. So Lindsay will go to the line to shoot two. First one, no good.
Sam Horton going to check in for Vesper.
Sam back in the game. He'll give the ball now. Back to Lindsay. She'll try her second, and it's good. 29-17, a whistle and a sub for East Henderson. That's Julie Smithson back in the game. And Lindsay will take a break. Mountaineers down by 12. Roten on the point. Motions to Horton. She'll bring it around. Ball's tipped. Henderson, ball's loose. Picked up by Wells. Sets the screen for Wells. Oh. Jumper no good. Rebound Deal. Gets it over to Roten on the wing. Going to drive. Gets triple teamed as she goes in. Somebody got a hand on the ball as she went up for the shot. That altered it. Rebound Henderson. Back to Hill. A bit of a moving screen there. Up high, they go low to Barcelos. She misses the shot, but follows and gets her own rebound. Kicks it back out to Hill for three. Won't go. Smithson going for the ball. But Horton will tip it out of bounds.
Yeah, good try by Sam right there to try to get that. But too far gone.
Anderson gets it in to Smithson. Hill, top of the key, shot. No, that not there. Rebound Horton. Samantha going to bring it down herself. Go ahead and take it, young lady. Oh, tried to pass it over to Deal on the opposite side of the lane. It'll go off the leg of Kara Gibbs. Wells looking to inbound. Got to hurry. And just forced it into triple coverage down there. And we're going to get a whistle and a tie-up. Ball goes to East Henderson. Tuscola having difficulty getting open on the inbound play. Hill brings it down. Into the lane. Bumps into Wells. No call. Ball goes out of bounds off Julia. East Henderson will keep possession. 21 seconds to go here to the half. Mountaineers down by 12, 29-17. Hill inbound to Barcelos. Off balance shot, no good. Williamson got a hand on it, but Hill able to follow and put it up baseline, and it's good. Mountaineers get it across. Under 10 to go. They hit Williamson in the lane, put up a shot, and she's fouled by Barcelos.
There we go.
With 6 seconds to go.
That's going to send Kendall to the line, and this free throw is sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, call Terrell at WPTL at 648-3576.
Kendall's first free throw, good. Segment on the way. Makes it 31-19. They get it into Henderson.
That was a wall.
That was a double dribble. Put up a shot. No good. So the Lady Eagles will take a 31-19 lead going to the locker room at halftime. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction. Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long.
You're listening to Mountaineer Basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
It's time for the halftime show. Brought to you by Papertown Equipment Rental, a store that delivers equipment, customer service, and great prices. Why buy it when you can rent it? Call 565-2737. Branson down 31-19 in Tuscola. That second quarter, it took a long time to get a basket.
Well,
we only got two baskets quarter.
It took us a long time in the first quarter as well, but that last 4 minutes of the half, we came on strong, tied it up right there at the buzzer at the end of one. Second quarter here, we've had a little bit of trouble. And here's the funny part. They're not full-court pressing us. And so there's no press on us. But when we are getting the ball and we're pushing it up the court, those passes that are the long passes on, up court, they're over their heads. I mean, they're not spot on.
Just not. And here, give credit to East Henderson. They're playing a very hustling, quick-paced kind of defense that I think has really kind of taken Tuscola out of their game you know, we talked about the Pisgah game. You know, it was very evident early on that the plan was to try to feed that ball in the lane to Kendall Williamson, and they just telegraphed their passes. They tried from trying to pass it in the lane from too far out. A little bit of a different concept tonight. They're still trying to hit Kendall. They've shortened their passing lanes down. They're just not good passes. They're just, you know, they're at the right distance. They're just they're throwing it when they should.
Right. And the bad thing is too, of course, we've seen a couple plays, you know, where especially one on Julie should have been a foul.
Yeah, drove the lane and basically got hooked as she came in on the arm, and no call. So, but you know, even that, we're down by 12 now, and you know, they've not done a good job on Hill. She's been able to step out, and that's the thing I noticed in the first half. East Henderson's girls will look, and if they're not outside the arc, they will step back. Take the shot.
Right.
They will make sure it's a three, and they've actually been pretty good at it. But they're a very hustling defense. They're hustling for the ball, all the loose balls they're going for. Some of the rebounding, they're just have been long rebounds coming back out. Lady Mountaineers just haven't really had a shot to rein them in.
Well, you know, defensively, you know, wherever Hill's at on the other side, I'm thinking, hey, we've got a chance right here to drive lane. But Lindsay shows up, and she's done a pretty good job defensively for East Henderson, slowing us down as well. So
as you said, looks like Gwyneth Schick not dressed tonight, not even on the bench. So not sure what's going on with that tonight. So that leaves us a little bit of support for Julia to get her some rest at the point guard position.
Right, and they've got to be able to rely on somebody, you know, besides Julia. And, you know, the thing about Vesper, listen, I'd be having Vesper on one side and you know, Sam on the other and feeding him.
Just, yeah, post it up. Because Kendall can handle the ball. They could pull Kendall out, and she could be a second ball handler out there with Avery,
right.
Or a third ball handler actually out there with Avery and Julia, and kind of, like you said, kind of run a double post and just sort of cross the lane back and forth and look for them to get open. But
right.
And the key is, whoever's down low, they got to post up. They can't stand there with their hands in the air. They got to kind of get those legs spread and the hip kind of positioned right to get position on that defender and try to make a drive to the basket. And if they don't make it, at least try to draw the foul.
Well, the other thing is, too, I've noticed on a couple of times, Kendall was right there at the free throw line looking for somebody. You've got to get somebody moving towards.
Yeah, the cuts are not fast enough tonight, and part of that is East is very quick, and it's, I think it's kind of making us look slowed down just a little bit. Well, we'll take a break. We'll come back with more here on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Hi, everyone. I'm Craig Orndorff, the host of Weekend in the Country. Each week, we travel back in time for a countdown of the top 20 songs from a weekend of years gone by. Now, in addition to playing some of your all-time favorite songs, we'll have fun facts about those tunes and about the great country performers of our lifetime, plus a slice of life to help us remember how things were back then. So be sure to join me for every Weekend in the Country.
Saturdays at noon on WPTL.
Tuscola Basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Well, Branson, kind of a sad time. Football winding down.
Slowly winding down.
Kind of the depression about to set in as we NFL divisional round this weekend. And, of course, the college football national championship game will be on Monday night. But we've got on Saturday, we've got Buffalo and Denver, and I'm torn on that one because I like Denver, but I like Josh Allen. And I'd really like to see him get a ring, and let's get this out of the way.
Right.
I don't want him to be Dan Marino and have all that talent and just not ever, you know, all that talent and records and no ring.
Right. And, you know, here's the thing. The thing that worries me about Josh Allen is he has no really premier wide receiver.
No, in fact, he's only got three tomorrow on the roster.
And the only thing that you could say premier for him is really having a double tights.
Yeah.
You know, and that's about the only thing you have. But now James Cook is one of those that's very versatile, coming out, catching out of the backfield too. That's what's helping him so far, I think, with James Cook. But he's got to find a number one WR. I mean, that's plain.
Well, and at this point in the year, you can't. I mean, I'm not even real sure what the roster rules are once you get to the playoffs, if you can sign somebody still off the street or if you're stuck with what you got on your roster. But, Buffalo's in a bad spot.
And, see, I thought Keon Coleman was going to come in and be a big difference maker, but to me, he's been very underwhelming.
That's been the word. It's just not worked out. So I would say probably look for Buffalo to make some moves for wide receiver in the draft. And then, of course, Saturday night we've got San Francisco and Seattle. Seattle at home is always tough. And San Francisco, they've struggled with them twice this year, and there's no reason, I think, to say that they're not going to struggle again.
Right, and you know, they just played 2 weeks ago, you know, in the last week of the regular season. So it should be I think it's going to be an interesting game. I kind of feel like San Francisco is going to go into Seattle and pull off that upset tomorrow night. At least I hope they do. Because, you know, here's the thing. San Francisco is another one of those teams, kind of like in Josh Allen's, you know, it's kind of like what's happening to him. They don't have a real number one WR.
Not.
And, you know, and Ricky Pearsall, I know he's been in and out most of the season and stuff, but crazy thing is, Juwan Jennings, that we both know from Tennessee, has really stepped up.
Of course, they lost Kittle. He's out, done, and probably going to have some effect on next season.
Yeah.
Because that Achilles injury takes a while to come back from. Then, of course, on Sunday, we got Houston and New England at New England at 3. And that, if I take a break, that's probably going to be the one I don't watch much of, because I don't really have an affinity for either squad. And although I guess if I was forced, I would pick Houston. And Houston's got a heck of a defense.
They do.
Then Sunday at 6:30, you got the Rams in Chicago. And I don't know. I'm not a Bears fan.
I'm not either.
But I kind of enjoy seeing what this team's doing. I mean,
how about this?
And
I'm not a Chicago fan, but I'm a Ben Johnson.
Well, you got Ben Johnson, Asheville boy, played at AC Reynolds, and it's good to see a local kid do good, as
right,
we say.
Right.
And so, of course, my brother, I don't know that he was so much a Bears fan when he was a kid. He was a Walter Payton fan, and that just kind of carried over. But hopefully, I don't know. I think the Rams are going to have a hard time in Chicago. It's going to be really – if you think it's cold where we're at this weekend, go up there.
Right. And, you know, and that's the thing. You know, Matt Stafford's had a stellar year that's really been – you know, has him right there with the MVP talks. So, you know, you're going to see what he does. Of course, he will have – you know, he's got Devontae Adams and Puka Nacua, so, you know, I kind of like the Rams.
But you got to look how they play. I mean, they've struggled against the Panthers, right, and really shouldn't have. Well, back to action here as we start the second half. Mountaineers down 31-19. Julia Wells going to work left side. Pull up at the elbow, trying to get it to Horton. Ball's loose. We got bodies on the floor, and the ball's going to go out of bounds right at the East Henderson bench. And we got some discussion on whose ball, and they're going to give it to East.
And it was poked out.
Coach is out there on the floor. Inbound Hill goes baseline, tried to hit Smithson in the lane. She'll kick it back to Lindsay as she got double teamed. Smithson, round Henderson thinks about it. Gives it over to Bass. Bass going to penetrate up in the lane. The runner won't go. Tipped by Lindsay, and Williamson will come down with it for Tuscola. Wells going to push it down left side. And they're bodying up on Julia here pretty heavy.
Somebody's got to step up.
Roten over to Horton in the corner. Kind of took her eye off of it. Lost the handle. Back to Wells. Wells going to penetrate. Oh, got an opening baseline and just too strong on the shot. Follows her shot. Tried to save it. And unfortunately, it's going to be a backcourt violation as the Wells able to keep it from going out of bounds, but when she tipped it, it actually went forward and crossed the midcourt line. Horton was a little too far away to be able to stop it. East inbounds. Hill looking inside. Works left. A little bit of a carry there, but Hill with it. Tried to reverse layup underneath the basket. Won't go. Hit the bottom of the backboard. Wells brings it down. Pulls back. Now works baseline on Lindsay. And ball tipped out of. Kind of hard to tell from this angle which way the official pointed, but he's pointing it went out of bounds off Lindsay. Wells looking to inbound. Got to move.
Go.
These things take way too long. Inbound to Williamson. In the lane, bumps into Smithson, and we're going to get a call. And that may be the way to succeed is just kind of try to power it in.
Yeah, power it in, try to get them in foul trouble. But here's the thing. When Julia's getting it, she's getting double-teamed every time. Somebody's open. Got to find them.
Barcelos in the game for Smithson. For East Henderson. Wells trying to post up low is Roten. They finally hit Williamson. Open down low and gets it up and over Lindsay. Lead is cut to 10. Hill directing traffic as she brings it across. Williamson goes to cut her off from the right side of the lane. She'll pull it back. Now to Barcelos on the point. They'll swing it left. Henderson takes a look. Roten out there on her defensively. In the corner. Bass won't go, rattled in and out. Lindsay and Barcelos fighting for the ball, and finally Horton going to step in and get a hand on it. And I believe that goes to, goes to East.
Bad thing is I looked in there and I saw that tie-dyed shirt, and I was like, that's going to Tuscola, but that's his shirt.
Okay, now I can see the arrow when it points towards that, the far basket.
Yeah.
I can't see the arrow that points to this basket, so it's now Tuscola's ball. I'll be able to pick that up now. On the inbound, East with the basket.
There we go.
And Roten will drive from the left side. We're going to get a whistle, and Coach George didn't like what she saw there, so she's going to take a timeout at 5:43 to go here in the third. Eagles up 33-23. And this timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, and lawn and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware, located in Delwood. One great location with great customer service. Branson, did we have any scoring stats in the first half?
We did. Williamson had 6 points. Actually, had 8 points. Julia Wells had 4. And Vesper Ford had 6.
That's what I thought. Vesper's had 6 because she made 2 free baskets in a row there.
Right there, yep.
Gotta try to find her down low a lot quicker. So after the timeout, East will bring it down, up by 10. They go right side to Henderson now in the corner. Bass going to take the shot or here right below us, and it's good for 3. Horton hits Williamson. Forbes banks it in. And that's what we were just talking about. Forbes got some scoring there late in the first quarter and got to find somebody with a hot hand, and maybe Vesper's it. Ooh, good screen high. Hill cuts off of it to the block. Can't make the layup. Horton will bring it down for Tuscola.
Oh.
Roten. Communication issue there. But Wells able to pick it up. Drove baseline and going to call a block shot. It's out of bounds off East. I think Roten was planning on trying to hand it off in the high post. I believe that was Forbes. Kind of moved away from her. They got to communicate. It's like they're not talking to each other out here. Roten pulls up on the inbound. Jumper no good. Rebound Smithson fighting in the lane. And finally he feeds it out to Henderson. Roten will step in front of her and cut her off. She'll able to get it to Hill to save the possession.
Avery going to have to calm down. She turned around looking and yelling at the ref like that. It's not going to help.
No, our bench is thin enough. Only 3 subs down there tonight for Tuscola. Wells hits Williamson in the lane. Off balance shot. Hangs on the rim but won't go, but she's fouled.
Man, that would have been on the floor anyways.
Need a mirror. We can see that at the scoreboard. On the inbound, there to Williamson's good.
Good job by Kendall.
Eagles still up by 12 now, though. 4:05 to play here in the third. Hill works right, cut off by Horton. Smithson, 17-footer is good. Wells up top. Williamson going to dribble in the lane. Gets triple teamed, loses the ball, able to hit the floor, pick it up, feeds Forbes. She got bodied.
There we go.
Able to put the shot up anyway, and that's 10 for Vesper Forbes now. 41-29. He's still up by 12. Screen set high by Lindsay on Wells. Hill will drive from the baseline and make the basket. Somebody got to switch off when you get teammate gets screened. Hill, once again, kind of hooking Wells there and tripped. Wells able to get around it. They go to Forbes low. Now she'll turn and a hard pass into Williamson. Loses the handle, and we're going to get a foul on Vesper Forbes after she let go of the pass.
That'll be three on her.
And that's going to get Lexi Mendez in the game for Tuscola. Horton will get a break. Hill going to drive, a whistle, and the illegal screen set by Lindsay there. She's playing pretty physical tonight. And she'll get a break. And here's down by 14 now. Wells to Williamson on the cut. Wells back on the give and go. Feeds it out to Mendez. Mendez had started to go back up the court as Wells drove to the basket. Not sure what Lexi was thinking about there. Hill brings it down. Shot bounces it over to Bass. Shot no good. Picked up by Wells. Julia will bring it down on the break.
Oh.
Tried to lay it in. She's fouled.
Almost chance for a three-point play right there. That's going to send Julie to the line. And this free throw is sponsored by WPTO. If you're looking to grow your business, call Terrell at WPTO, 648-3576.
Julia's first free throw, no good. Kara Gibbs going to check in for Kyra Bass. Second free throw, no good. Forbes with a rebound. We're going to get a whistle, though.
Another one on Vesper. That's number four.
Forbes could be our leading scorer and foul out. They get it into Hill. Down here's pressure in the inbound and the backcourt. Hill gets it across. They feed to Barcelos. Missed the shot. Got challenged by Forbes. Ball tipped around. Finally picked up by Avery Roten. Roten will push it up the right side. Hands off to Wells. Williamson, 16-footer is good. 2 minutes to go in the third. Eagles still up by 12. Inbound to Gibbs. Mendez on her defensively for Tuscola. Dumps to Hill. They hit Barcelos down in the lane. Shot up, counted, and a foul on Avery Root.
And I have that down as Avery's first foul.
Henderson will check out for East Henderson. Bass back in the game. Barcelos, free throw, no good. And that's went off of Williams. Bass to inbound. Looking, gets it into Barcelos. On the wing. Up top, Smithson. Dribbles around, picks it up. Hits Bass on the cut, high post. She'll kick it back out on the wing. Gibbs going to drive the shot. No good. Tipped. Williamson able to get it out to Wells. Wells on the break. Going to go in the lane and bumped into Smithson, I believe. She comes up rubbing her mouth a bit.
That's going to send Julie to the line. This free throw is sponsored by WPTL. Looking to grow your business? Call Carol at WPTL at 648-3576.
First free throw good by Wells. 2nd on the way. Hits both of them. The Eagles' lead is still 12. Minute and 30 to go here in the third. Hill and Wells dueling here. Hill gets it across to Barcelos. To Bass. Looking to get rid of it. Doesn't want to be there. Roten ticked it out. Bass able to pick it back up. To Gibbs. Down in the lane. Smithson shot. No good. Rebound Williamson. Kendall going to bring it down. Outlet to Julia Wells. And Julia turned just in time to see it. And catching the pass knocked her off balance. Steal by Bass. Shot by Gibbs. No good. It'll go out of bounds off Williamson. Bass on the inbound. Hill's shot. Rattles out. Won't go, but a foul.
What do they call that?
24, that's Mendez. For Tuscola.
That'll be her first.
Hill will go to the line to shoot two. First free throw is no good. Second one is. Mendez to Williamson, high post, working down the lane, trying to get up a shot. Cuts between two East defenders, and she'll get fouled.
That's going to send Kendall to the line. And if you're looking to grow your business, call Terrell at WPTL at 648-3576.
Kendall's first free throw is good. Second one on the way, rolls out. Ball rebounded by Barcelos. Dumps it to Smithson. She'll give it to Hill. Roten going to try to reach and get the steal. Hill able to maintain possession. Screen set there by Smithson. Wells able to fight through it. Ball got her hung up in the air. Wells got a hand on it. That was all ball. But a foul going to be called on Julia Wells. She had enough hand on the ball that it actually hung Hill up in the air for just a bit. And Mamie Hill's first free throw is way off.
I believe that's Julia's first.
Second on the way is good. Puts the lead back to 13, 24 seconds to go. Long pass down to Mendez. She was open, but by the time she's able to recover it, kicks it over to Wells. Wells going to go up. The runner won't go. Forbes got a hand on it. Williamson will come down with a rebound for Tuscola. 10 seconds. Williamson wide open on the left wing.
Ah.
Won't go. Rebound. Gibbs. She'll push it down. 2 seconds. The long shot. Off the backboard. No good. Eagles take a 47-34 lead going into the fourth quarter. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long.
You're listening to Mountaineer Basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Charles House and Branson Reese back here with you. Tuscola Sports Radio in the Stevenson Pest Control press box as we get ready to start the fourth quarter. Lady Mountaineers down 47-34. Branson, something's going to happen. Something's got to happen fast.
Yeah, going to have to get started, really. Get off to a good start right here in the fourth quarter. And you're going to really have to keep the, you know, the gas pedal down because East been hitting their shots down here and got to go to, you know, erase this 13-point deficit.
Roden will inbound to Wells to start the fourth. Works right. Left side, Forbes. Out on the wing, and she didn't want it out there, and it's taken away. Hill, right elbow, pulls up, takes the jumper, banks it in. 49-34. Long pass. Mendez almost wasn't looking for it. Cuts baseline. Forbes couldn't handle the ball. It's loose. Picked up by Henderson. She'll drive into the lane. Puts a shot. No good. Rebound. Gets her own rebound, actually. Bass. Back to Henderson from the wing for three. Lead is now 17, excuse me.
Ooh.
Forbes, long shot. I'm not real sure that's her forte out there, and it's no good. We've played a minute here in the fourth quarter in Flat Rock, and a whistle down inside. And that foul's going to go on 14. That's Avery Rowe.
Avery.
Horton and Amelia Dill will check in for Tuscola. Roten and Mendez out. Looking to get it in. They get it into Henderson. Works left. Dribbles back into the lane. Kicks it out. Back to Bass. Henderson now on the wing. Gives it to Hill in the corner. Lindsay looking to set the screen. Hill dribbles towards the lane, kicks it back, pass out to Henderson, shot no good, rebound Julia Wells. She'll drive, take it herself. Underhanded scoop won't go, and it's out of bounds off Smithson. Wells looking to inbound baseline. They feed it in to Forbes, and she'll roll it in, and we're going to get a whistle and a timeout by Coach Sutton at the 6:20 mark. Mountaineers down 52-36. And this timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, and lawn and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware located in Delwood, one great location with great customer service. So the Eagles, scoreboard just went out.
And that's not going to be good if that.
This one's
oh, there it goes. Okay, it
this one's.
Back.
I think that's happened here before.
Yeah, you're right. And I believe we were sitting over here on the side looking back this way.
The other one was still on. I could see the lights. That's about all I can see because it's basically parallel with us. Crowd here at East Henderson starting to expand as we get ready for the boys' basketball game to follow here in about 20 minutes. There's a brave man coming in wearing shorts. Henderson to inbound from the baseline. Gets it to Hill. Wells hit the floor trying to get the steal, so Hill going to bring it down, bumps into Williamson, and we're going to get a walk
there
before
we go.
The shot.
I was getting ready to say, I hope they're calling that.
Be nice.
Hello? Golly, bum.
Nobody down. Wells looking for somebody to get the ball into. Just rattled tonight. Wells picks up her dribble in the corner. Horton. Works on a screen set by Forbes. They get it down on the wing to Deal, and her pass to Williamson going to be stolen by Hill. Two-on-one against Wells. Williamson and Deal finally drop back. Williamson, after the shot, gets the rebound, and Ooh, let's see who they're going to call that on, because look like that's going to go on Kendall. She was trying. She tried to make some room, let's just say.
That's her third.
After Hill was invading her personal space. So the ball stays with East. Inbound, tipped by Wells. Smithson comes along, able to pick it up, though, for East Henderson. A lot of collisions tonight. And we're going to get a whistle, and we're going to get a foul away from the ball by Smithson. And I think Smithson signals to Coach George that's four. So that's going to get Barcelos off the bench for East Henderson. 5:39 to play. Wells to inbound. Horton. Eagles up 52-36. Wells crossover in the lane. The shot won't go, and it'll stay on the floor anyway. Then foul on number 14 for East Henderson. Into the game now is Addison Connor, freshman. Inbound, trying to get it into Williamson on the baseline. It's picked up and stolen away by Addison. Connor. So we got Horton in the corner and basically going to get hugged and shoved out of bounds by Addison Connor. So that's, I think, two quick fouls on the freshman. And that's going to get Kyra Bass back in the game. Now we got another stoppage of play. And two officials confer. And now we're going to consult with the press table. And all is well. Wells on the inbound to Williamson. Wells will bring it up. It was in the lane, tried to cross over, lost it. It went off of Bass, I believe, in the lane. So Mountaineers will keep the basketball inbound in front of their bench. Kendall looking. Deal under the basket, open. Oh, puts up a shot, and she's fouled.
Good job.
Good vision there by Williamson on the inbound. Saw Deal open, got it to her. Deal went up with a shot, and she got fouled.
And this free throw is going to be sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, call Terrell at WPTL, 648-3576.
First free throw by Deal is good. This is the second. Forbes got a hand on it, but Barcelos will come down with a rebound. It's 52-37 as we approach 5 minutes to go. Here in Flat Rock, North Carolina. Excuse me, East Flat Rock, North Carolina. Hill, ball up, and well, I wonder when they were going to blow the whistle because Wills whacked her pretty good as she went up.
And they're calling out on Kendall.
Interesting.
And that'll be Kendall's fourth.
First free throw by Hill is good. Second on the way. It'll count too, 54-37. Wells will push it down for Tuscola. Works right side. About to step out of bounds.
Ooh,
there.
Her
and Hill going at it. Hill going to get called for the reach in. Looking to get it into Horton. In the corner to Wells and got hammered by Lindsay. Fortunately, they'll let us keep the basketball here.
There we go. That was a good quick in.
Wells with it now, looking to go inside in the lane. Got tripped up. Ball's loose. Trying to protect it. Fighting her way out. I mean, got to be a walk here at some point. She's moved from one hip to the other. They're going to call a jump ball instead.
And that's going to come to East Henderson.
4:36 to go. 54-37. East in the lead. Inbound to Hill. Wells looking to cut her off. Bumps her a little bit. Hill lost the handle. Finally gets it across to Henderson. Henderson going to drive. Baseline shot. Thought about it. Wouldn't go, but it's tipped out of bounds and a foul. On 23, that's Amelia Deal.
That should be Deal's first.
And looking to get it inbounds. Hill, long pass out to Bass. Bass will direct Hill to come out, and Wells will cut her off from. Wells is continuing to play tough defense on Hill. Bass with the ball, works right. Cut off. Deal tries to get a pick. And we're going to get a tie up and a timeout called by Coach George at 4:05 to go here in the fourth. Up 54-37. And this timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware. For all your hardware, home improvement, and lawn and garden needs, Haywood Ace Hardware, located in Delwood. One great location with great customer service.
You know, and I think that defense, that should have probably been doing that all night on Hill.
I'd like to have seen that, you know, coming out early in the game.
Because there's a couple times, you know, and I'm not saying it's Julie's fault. Julie was out somewhere else trying to get the, you know, get a rebound or get a ball, and Hill just popped out behind the arc, and they hit her and hit a couple of shots.
Tuscola cheerleaders back in action tonight after traveling to Concord last Friday night for a cheer competition that had been postponed from during, I believe it was the state championship weekend.
Yes.
The venue in Raleigh had a fire, so they had to postpone that cheer competition and moved it to Concord. And they won, I think, the game day.
Yes, they got first in game day.
Someone, particularly Coach Mull, will have to explain that one to me. I'm not sure what the different categories are.
And I believe they got second in traditional, if I'm not mistaken. And that's Tuscola ball.
Yeah, Henderson tried to get it into Hill, and it got tipped back out of bounds. Wells inbounds to Deal. Julia brings it down with 4 minutes to go. And off to Horton. She'll give it to Forbes. To Wells. Around the top, she'll drive the lane. The shot, no good. Rebound, Barcelos.
Good drive right there. Just couldn't finish.
Couldn't convert. Hill. Palming that ball. Forbes going to cut her off. Goes in with an underhanded layup. Good job by Vesper cutting her off in the basket. Hill able to roll underneath and throw up that underhanded layup and use the backboard. Now here's with this motion offense up top. Wells now going to pull up, take the jumper, top of the key, won't go. Lindsay got a hand on it and able to bring it in. She'll outlet to Henderson, who thought about taking off on a break and changed her mind. Gives it over to Hill. Wells defending Hill at midcourt, tips it out of bounds. Addison Connor going to check in now for East Henderson. Give Henderson a break. So Bass will step in to bring the ball in. Gets it to Connor. Connor, a freshman, stops at midcourt. That's a dangerous place to be. Working on Amelia Deal. Connor into the lane. Tried to dump it down to Barcelos, picked off by Williamson, Kendall stepped out of bounds as she tried to cut up the court. So East will get the basketball back with 2:50 to go. On the inbound, Connor going to spin, get tied up. We've got a jump ball situation. Arrow goes to Tuscola. Connor will come out. Lindsay will check back in for East Henderson. and Smithson. Forbes coming around the right side, tipped. Getting a little worried the official was taking his time to point. Thought, oh no, he's thinking about this one. So Kendall Williamson will inbound front of the bench. Hits Wells, works baseline on Lindsay, goes up and around, shot no good, follows her shot, gets her own rebound. Wells on the wing, Horton trying to look low down to Forbes. Able to get outlet to Williamson. Kendall working on Bass, steps in, runs into Lindsay, and we're going to get a foul, I believe, on Cheryl Lindsay. Chyla Lindsay, excuse me.
And you are correct. That's going to send Kendall to the line. And these free throws are sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, call Terrell at WPTL, 648-3576.
2:19 to go. Kendall's first free throw is good. Second one on the way. Rolls won't go. 56-38, 2:15 to play. Henderson brings it down. Pass tipped out of bounds by Wells. Trying to hit Smithson there on the cut. Wells stepped in and knocked it out of bounds. Bass gets it into Hill. Low block. Spins, turns, puts up a shot. Partially blocked. Julia Wells. Julia with the rebound. Brings it down for Tuscola. Into the lane. Goes over Lindsay. Shot hangs on the rim and goes. Cuts the lead to 16 as we go under two to play. Wells got to be careful. Bumps a little bit as Hill trying to bring it up. Oh, heck of a screen up there high by Bass. Ball stolen away by Wells. The layup, good. Cuts the lead to 14 with a minute 38 to go. Coach Sutton going to take a timeout. And this timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, and lawn garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware located in Delwood. One great location with great customer service. East starting to make some mistakes here late.
You're right.
And, up 16, though.
And Coach Sutton out there asking the ref about that because that screen, I don't think she ever got set right there. So
no,
that should have been a foul.
Kind of leaned into it.
Yeah.
But it all paid off for Tuscola as well. Still ended up with a steal and a basket. We'll have boys basketball action to follow. In the first of what is a three-game road trip to Henderson County for us and the Mountaineers.
We will get to get off just about every exit in Henderson
County. Yeah, we're going to upward road today. And next week we'll get off at Fruitland. And then on next Friday. We'll get off at Mountain Home. So we'll be working our way back towards Waynesville. Bass gets it in to Hill, cuts between two defenders, and we're going to whistle and a foul. I believe that's going to go on maybe Horton.
Yes.
Yep. With a minute 35.
That's Sam's first. Of course, I don't really make it that far out here to Upward Road. And, of course, we're building a new facility out here at this new warehouse. So it's good to get to kind of see them sort of grading the land out there today.
Is that what that big thing is going in over there on the left?
Yes.
Two
big warehouses. We're going right across the street from it.
Oh, but you're not the actual where the warehouses are.
No, they're actually going to be using that till they get that one built.
Free throws missed by East Henderson. Forbes with a rebound. Outlet to Wells. Brings it down right side. Hits Williamson in the lane. Shot good. Ball starting to fall here for Tuscola. Afraid it's going to be maybe too late. Down by 13, and Wells going to draw the block at midcourt. Trying to cut Hill off, forcing her out of bounds. Mountaineers have cut this lead 57-44, but there's only a minute and 17 to go.
I believe they called that one on Julia. That's her second.
As hard as she and Mamie Hill have gone at it tonight to see that they really, neither one's got in any foul trouble, is kind of amazing. because they have competed. Both free throws good for Hill. And so now East going to pressure on the inbound a little bit here. Williams in the inbound and from the baseline gets it to Deal. Nothing serious. They were basically trying to double team Wells to force the ball into Deal. Wells to the right side, hits Horton in the corner and steps out of bounds.
Got to have some awareness.
Got to know where you're at. Inbound, got it by Horton into Addison Connor. Wells tipped it. Now Connor's picked up her dribble. Gets it to Hill. Pulls up, top of the arc, gives it to Connor. To Hill's credit, she spun and looked. I thought she was going to try to force a shot up, but we're under a minute to play. Looks like East's going to try to hold the ball here a little bit, run some clock. Bass gets it over to Hill in the baseline. Looking inside, going to get tied up. Jump ball between Williamson, Horton, and Hill. And that ball goes over to Tuscola with 35.8 to play. Down by 15. Wells, crossover, into the lane, spins. Pulls it back out. Over to Horton on the wing. Cross court, Deal. Forbes, left wing, shot too strong. Williamson there. But by the time she got the rebound, she was under the basket. Tries to put up a shot. Not there. It's loose. Picked up by Connor. And we're going to get a whistle and a jump ball. And that should go to East Henderson.
Lindsay getting a little slow, was a little slow getting up right there.
She's worked hard tonight. And she's going to come out. Smithson will check in for East Henderson. Inbound to Connor. She'll push it up. To Bass. To Hill. Looks inside. Works left. And that'll... We got a foul and a buzzer, and they're going to wave the foul off, and that'll do it. East Henderson girls win tonight 59-44. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Crossroads Ford of Waynesville has your ride. Check out their inventory of new and used cars and trucks. You'll find the entire Ford lineup, from the legendary Mustang to the off-road equipped Bronco to the all-new F-150 Lightning EV. We've got the ride to fit your lifestyle. Let Crossroads Ford put you in the driver's seat. Start your journey online at crossroadsfordwaynesville.com or visit them at 524 Russ Avenue in Waynesville. Call 203-8684.
Mountain Credit Union is your guide through every season. Hey everybody, it's Chris Angel from Mountain Credit Union. This time of year can bring more than just chilly mornings. It can bring extra expenses too. Your neighbors at Mountain Credit Union have got your back. From holiday budgets to heating costs, our affordable rate loans and savings tools are here to keep you prepared. Because at Mountain Credit Union, commitment to our community isn't seasonal. It's who we are. So stop by one of our local branches today or visit mountaincu.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
This reminder, Tuscola basketball is sponsored by Crossroads for Mike's Heating and Air, Mountain Credit Union, Haywood Ace Hardware, Borger Contracting, Vestas Uniform Service, and Paper Town Equipment Rental, WPTL Radio, and A1 Storage. Ready to bring you boys basketball action here in about 8 minutes as the boys will take on a very tough East Henderson squad and has been one of the leading teams in the conference over the last two or three years. They're led by Mark Quintus Jones. This is his seventh year now at East Henderson. They're currently 12-4, 4-2. Their two non-conference losses are to T.C. Robertson and Hendersonville, and they've actually split with Hendersonville this season. They did lose to Pisgah Tuesday night, though. Rather interesting loss, 57-55, and my understanding was that Pisgah had an 8-point lead at one point. They also had an earlier loss to Franklin back on December the 12th, 64-57. That was their first conference loss since February the 6th of 2024. Right. So they had a nice run. And the last team to beat them before Franklin was North Henderson.
Yeah, and, you know, this is a good team. Of course, you know, led by Jalen Brewer, which was Caden Brewer's little brother, which is a freshman last year. He's a sophomore this year.
So. Caden Brewer, of course, graduated, moved on. And but Jalen Brewer still healing and really not kind of picked up the slack as he is currently averaging 17.5 points per game. He's also averaging 4.6 assists. And he's third on the team in rebounding, and right. averaging just a little over four rebounds. Jaden Evans is their leading rebounder. He's 9.5 rebounds a game. And Caleb McKenzie comes in tonight averaging 9.6. He's their second leading scorer. And he's also averaging 4.9 rebounds per game, so he's also the second leading rebounder. So Caleb McKenzie, we all know what Brewer's going to do. Caleb McKenzie's probably the one we're going to need to concentrate on and keep an eye on, keep him off the boards and challenge his shot tonight because right. Brewer's going to get his. We got to kind of take care of the help and try to concentrate on keeping somebody away from the backboard tonight. Tuscola right now is 2-13, 1-5 in the conference. They're led by Gavin Chouinard. His scoring average right now has dropped down to 18.1 points per game. He did have 21 points versus Pisgah last Friday night. Bryce Ferguson, the second leading scorer, coming in about 3 points behind at 15 points per game. He had 9 points against Pisgah. And then Stonewall Strickland, our third leading scorer right now, currently is 7.5. Jeff Bartley, of course, our leading rebounder, coming in tonight, just a little bit over 8 rebounds per game. And James Lawner, who was our A1 storage player of the game last Friday night against Pisgah, he had 12 points. And unfortunately, James has had a hand issue that's been needing some work. And so Friday night was his last game of the season. He's having surgery or may have already had it this week.
He actually had it Monday. And what had happened on that is he played with it hurt all through football season. And the funny thing is he had 2 pick sixes on the season. So it didn't hurt him that bad that he couldn't get those. But I know it was something that needed to be done. And they had the surgery on Monday. Now he's on the road to recovery. And, he said that he would be good for when football began, hoping that it'll be at least where he can do a little bit of something when spring football starts here at the end of April, 1st of May.
Well, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll have more. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long.
What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. I overdosed on heroin, and I lived. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. My desire to change had finally outweighed my desire to stay the same. I felt powerless for so much of my life. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. For the first time, I finally feel like I'm exactly where I should be, where I want to be.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This is Tuscola Sports Radio, your home for Mountaineer sports.
Back here live at the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box in between girls and boys games. Girls losing tonight 59-44. We've got boys action coming up. And Tuscola basketball is brought to you by Crossroads Ford, Mike's Heating and Air, Mountain Credit Union, Haywood Ace Hardware, Forga Contracting, Vestas Uniform Service, Papertown Equipment Rental, WPTL, and A1 Storage. And Branson looking ahead. Tough ball game tonight.
It is a tough ball game, of course. You know, and here's the, to me what the toughest part about it is, them coming off of a loss to Pisgah Tuesday night, as a close game as it was, and I don't think they anticipated getting beat by Pisgah. So that's the other thing you've got to worry about. That
yeah, they're
that pedal down.
They're probably coming in tonight an angry team after losing to Pisgah. Of course, Tuscola played Pisgah last Friday night, and that was our last game as we were off on Tuesday. Lost that game to Pisgah 83-59, but much like the girls, showed some improvement considering the games we've had against Pisgah over the last couple of seasons, but just not quite ready to make that next step and seize control of the game and try to take a victory away from the Bears. So, but yeah, interesting that Pisgah able to pull out a win. Of course, that game was in Canton, so you got to figure the Bear faithful were
loud
and proud, and riding them hard to victory. So court going to clear up here pretty early with about a minute and a half to go still in the warm-ups. I guess we'll be doing starting lineups for tonight's game. Of course, for the Mountaineers, looks like it's going to be Anthony Massey, Jet Bartley, Gavin Chouinard. Strickland, and Bryce Ferguson is dressed and playing tonight. We had heard there was a chance he might not, but he is in the game tonight. Looks like he's tying his shoes a little tighter. So pretty much the same starting lineup that we've had so far, and it's time for our keys to the game. Sponsored by Bethel Storage. Are you looking for a place to store all your stuff? Bethel Storage can help you store all your precious items in one safe, convenient location. Call Bethel Storage at 648-5656.
And it looks like there's a little waiting a little bit. Gavin Chouinard had to run off the court for a second.
Not sure what, but he's back on the bench now. Keys to the game, as we said, Brewer's going to get his tonight. We know that.
Right.
Hard to stop, right? McKenzie. Caleb McKenzie, the senior forward. He's the guy we got to try to get a body on, keep him off the boards, get a hand in his face on his shot, and try to negate him tonight.
Right, because, you know, like you said, Brewer's going to get his. Had a lot of big shoes to fill for his brother from last year. So, and, you know, I thought last year, I thought he played pretty good. I'm not going to doubt a kid, but, you know, last year was his brother's show, I guess is the best way to say it. When he did come in, I think he was still in that shadow of his brother. And he's got to do what he can to get out of that shadow. And I think he's trying it this year.
Well, this is a little odd. They're announcing the home team first. So starting tonight for East Henderson, Jalen Brewer. Number two, Eli Stokes. Number five, Zayden Jones. Number 10, Jaden Evans. Jaden, Caden. And then number 20, Caleb McKenzie. Or did they not even announce the visiting team? Or did we miss it?
We must have missed it.
Anyway.
It would have made sense because Chouinard had run off the court there for a few minutes, and I think they may have just done that. I was thinking that's what they were going to do, but they must have announced it.
All right, Bartlett going to step in against McKenzie now here as we get ready to start boys basketball. So the Mountaineers will be attacking the basket immediately below us. And East will control the tap to Eli Stokes as we're underway here in the Stevenson Pest Control press box. Stokes going to work, get it into Brewer, hook shot, won't go, follows his shot, won't go. Rebound, Chouinard. Brewer tries to tip it out from behind as Chouinard goes by. He'll pass it back to Bryce Ferguson. To Strickland. Strickland with a haircut, looks like, tonight. Bartley. Chouinard into the lane. Hits Bartley down low. Won't go. The baseline jumper. Rebound by Stokes. Bartley and Chouinard will challenge briefly and then pull back.
A great looking, open looking shot right there for Jet.
Wide open.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit of an arc on it.
And out on a wing for three, no good. That's number five, Zayden Jones. Cross-court pass, Brewer, left corner, won't go. Ball tipped from behind by McKenzie, and Bartley will come down with it for Tuscola. So three missed shots now for East Henderson. Ferguson, head fake, outside, drives, tried to put up a shot, stolen away, got to be careful. He tried to reach in back from behind after the steal, didn't, got away with it. And Stokes will drive all the way and stumble and rumble and bumble and lay it in.
Chouinard bringing it down, pass over to Anthony Massey. Back over to Stonewall Strickland, going to drive in. Good drive and a score for Stonewall right there. Makes it a 2-2 game.
Tied at two as we go. 6:23 here early in the first. Brewer will bring it down left side. McKenzie. Around to Jones, and those silver numbers are hard to read on his white jersey. Stokes picks up his dribble at the free throw line, kicks it out on the wing, and that basket's good by Zayden Jones, senior guard for East Henderson. Eagles up 5-2. Chouinard to Jackson, cuts, pulls up, out to Chouinard. Tuscola will reset. Now Chouinard going to drive. Ball is whacked by Stokes. And it'll go off Chouinard, however, before it rolled out of bounds. On the inbound, Brewer to McKenzie. They go into paint. Double clutch by Jaden Evans is no good. Count the basket and a foul, I believe, going to go on Bryce Ferguson, maybe?
I believe that's going to go on Jet.
Went on Bartley. Bryce kind of hanging his head like he got it. On the way. Got a lane violation on Brewer. So that'll turn the ball over to Tuscola, down 7-2 here. 5:29 in the first. Long pass, Bartley, snowbirding down the court. East quickly got back on defense. They outlet, Strickland jumper good. 7-4. East still in the lead. Brewer on the wing, looking to work. Up top, McKenzie going to drive on the ball fake. Jumps, leaps, puts it in. So our first Euro step tonight.
That's what I was getting ready to say, Euro step.
Hop, skip, and it's Easter. Down low, nice cut. Chouinard, the ball hangs on the rim and goes.
Put just enough of that to put it in the basket.
9-6, he's still in the lead. McKenzie swings it out to Stokes on the wing. Evans looks inside, gets it to Brewer on the wing. On the cut, in the corner, they go low. McKenzie baseline, the nice little jumper's good. 11-6, Strickland. Cut off out of the lane, out to Massey on the wing, won't go, off the back of the rim. Rebound Eli Stokes for East Henderson. To Brewer, left wing for three, short. Strickland with the rebound, good hustle. Out to Chouinard. Massey open, swings it out. Strickland, Chenard, top of the key, head fake, goes in the lane, left-hander, puts it in and good. 11-8, 4 minutes to go here in the first. Very fast pace.
Hayden, I think Tuscola likes that fast pace on that.
Hayden sets her up off the bench to check in. He's up now full-time on the varsity. Evans in the lane, spin move, Brewer, shot partially blocked by Bartley. It'll go out of bounds. Hayden Setzer will check in now for Anthony Massey. On the inbound, high arcing pass. McKenzie couldn't handle it. Setzer with a steal. He'll go out to the left wing, take the shot off the rim. Strickland with a rebound, got knocked, pulls up, takes the jumper, won't go off the rim. Rebound, we got a whistle inside. Now it's going to go on Bartley, his second. And Massey, just as fast as he went to the bench, will get back up. Jets' second foul. 3:29 to go here in the first. Eagles up 11-8. Zayden Jones will bring it down for East Henderson over in the left corner. Brewer. It's Evans down low. He'll kick it back out. McKenzie tried to drive, missed. Put back by Jaden Evans. 13-8. Ferguson picks up his dribble at the baseline. Looking inside. Cross court. Pass to Setzer in the corner below. It's no good. Too strong.
That's gonna say Brewer,
Brewer's going to lose the ball on the rebound attempt out of bounds. Ferguson looking to inbound. Long pass out to Strickland. Massey, ball fake. Left elbow, shot, won't go. Rebound Stokes, feeds to Brewer. He'll bring it down, one on three. Goes in the lane and up and over, and it'll roll in. And Coach Messer not liking what he saw on that. He'll take a timeout with 2:41 to go. And this timeout on court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware. For all your hardware, home improvement, and lawn and garden needs, Haywood Ace Hardware, located in Delwood, one great location with great customer service. 2:41 to go here in the first. Eagles up 15-8. It had been 11-8, but two consecutive baskets by East has got Coach Messer wanting a timeout.
Well, and like you were talking about, Hayden Setzer up now on varsity full time. Had two really good looks at the basket right there open. He hits a couple of those. They're going to have to start honoring him and respecting him and getting somebody out there and hopefully freeing somebody else up.
So after the timeout, Ferguson long baseball pass down to Setzer. Pulls up, takes the shot off the rim. He's all around it. Can't get it to go. Rebound McKenzie. Stokes, Brewer on the left wing. Can't find anybody. Tuscola got back on defense pretty quickly. Brewer hopping a step, and the Easter Bunny comes early this year.
Holy cow.
And a foul on Anthony Massey.
That looked like a whole Europe step right there.
Maybe even Greenland on that one. Brewer to the line. Hairball's the first one. I'm going to have to put an empty Easter basket down in the officials' locker room at halftime. Maybe we'll get some chocolate eggs. Second one good.
Hops and skips. And
coming down to Bunny Trail. 16-8. Strickland across midcourt. Tomasi going to get double team in the corner, trying to work around it. Went probably the wrong direction and got hung up in the air and stolen by McKenzie. Out on the left side. Number 12, that's Tyleek Baker in the game, and he'll kick it out. Brewer's shot, no good. Ball picked up by Jones and got it inside. The basket's good. Tyleek Baker, senior guard, number 12. Chenard pulls up, 15-footer off the rim and in. 18-10. Mountaineers still hanging in here. Minute 40 to go in the first. Very quick pace game so far. Brewer going to pull up, trying to use a screen by McKenzie. Now they'll swing it left. Baker takes a look, sets her out there on him defensively. Right side to Jones. Now Evans to Brewer. Left wing for three. 21-10. East in the lead. Minute 10 to go in the first. Ferguson going to bring it down. Brewer picking him up midcourt, and he'll reach in and going to draw the foul as he crossed the midcourt line.
On Brew.
Chase Perkins going to check in the game for Tuscola as Anthony Massey goes out. Inbound, Chouinard, head fake. Trying to go around Baker, hangs in the air, shot won't go, tipped by Baker. Chouinard got a hand on it, ball's loose. Strickland dives, gets it to Chouinard. Chouinard, look, tried to hit low. Strickland was covered, put up a shot, won't go. Rebound Seth McCarson in the game now for East. Baker bumps into Chouinard, got a hand on the ball, no whistle. Threw up a shot, wouldn't go. Ferguson with a rebound, brings it down, going to get double team, and now a reach-in foul right in front of the East Henderson bench. Half to play here in the first. Ferguson will inbound. Right in front of Coach Jones there at the East Henderson bench. Ferguson looking, directing traffic, gets it out all the way back in the backcourt now to Chouinard, which...
Wow.
Don't remember when that rule changed, but you can do that now. Used to, you couldn't. Hands off to Strickland. Looks to go in the lane. Puts up his shot. Won't go. Perkins tipped it. Tried to get it over to Setzer. Couldn't go. Perkins going to drive. Lays it in. Went around Strickland. 23-10. Under 10 to play. Here in the first. Bryce, head fake. Shot up. No good, and he's fouled.
Good job.
Caleb McKenzie.
Good job by Bryce right there, and that's going to send him to the line. This free throw is sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, call Terrell at WPTL at 648-3576.
Ferguson's first free throw. Whew, rattled hard and went in. Second one on the way. Rolls and in. Brewer. Cross midcourt. Behind the back. Pulls up. Top of the key. Good for three. At the buzzer. Eagles take a 26-12 lead as we go to the second quarter. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Crossroads Ford of Waynesville has your ride. Check out their inventory of new and used cars and trucks. You'll find the entire Ford lineup, from the legendary Mustang to the off-road equipped Bronco to the all-new F-150 Lightning EV. We've got the ride to fit your lifestyle. Let Crossroads Ford put you in the driver's seat. Start your journey online at crossroadsfordwaynesville.com or visit them at 524 Russ Avenue in Waynesville. Call 203-8684.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Coming live to you from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box, this is Tuscola Sports Radio, and we're sponsored by Crossroad Ford, Mike's Heating and Air, Mountain Credit Union, Haywood Ace Hardware, Forca Contracting, Vestas Uniform Service, Papertown Equipment Rental, WPTL and A1 Storage. And Branson, Mountaineers showed some flashes. Just East is a tough team.
Right.
Able to kind of push it down the floor and really good out there outside the three-point line.
They are. You know, it looked like Brewer started off a little cold, but, man, he's hit his two last threes, and especially that one to end the first quarter right there. And he just went down and stepped over the side, and nobody really stepped out to contest him.
I seem to recall last year we came in here in the first quarter, they kind of struggled a little bit early and then hit a gas pedal and
And of course,
they went from Pinto to Lamborghini pretty quick.
But and the thing is, also, it seems like every time we play somebody, they break a record, because I think Brewer broke the record tonight. Yeah, we were here.
All right, Mount Airs will control on the inbound. Chenard over on the wing gets it to Strickland. Ball's tip. Perkins going to drive, blocked by Tyleek Baker. And a basket scored by Tuscola.
Good putback right there by Gavin.
Gavin Johnny on the spot. 26-14 here early in the second. They try to hit Brewer in the lane. He'll kick it out to Baker. The jumper right wing, no good. Rebound by McCarson. He'll kick it out. Zayden Jones into the lane, and he'll draw the walk. Got a whistle after we timeout for Shutang on Chenard. Strickland inbound to Chenard. Got Massey, Ferguson, and Chase Perkins in the game. Massey on the point. Over to Perkins. Reach by Baker, and Perkins going to get called for the walk. Thought we might have had a reach in there by Tyleek Baker.
Looked like he just pinned it on his hip right there. Good job by him. That was a great defensive play.
Brewer brings it across. Up 26-14. McCarson. Hands off to Johns, takes the jumper, won't go. McCarson will tip it right back to him. Johns will pull it back. McCarson tried to set a screen. They didn't use it. They go left side, Baker. And in the lane, he'll dump it back out. Johns will take another shot, good for three. 29-14. Ferguson, Massey, goes in the lane. A little 14-footer, good. Tyleek Baker will walk it up. Coach Jones not happy about that last basket by Tuscola. Baker in the lane, cut off, ball's loose, on the floor, going to be picked up by Bryce Ferguson. Doesn't have numbers, he'll pull up outside the three-point line, shot off the rim, won't go, and a good job by Bryce Ferguson to screen out Caden Williams, who was attempting to chase down the ball to keep it, try and get possession for East, and Bryce Ferguson smartly screened him away. Ferguson on the inbound goes way back, got Chenard and Strickland both back there. Kind of had two wide receivers on the same route. Strickland handles the ball, top of the key. Cross court, Massey, ball fake, going to go in the lane. Drives, blocked from behind, and a foul. That'll be a shooting foul on McCarson.
That's going to send Anthony Massey to the line. And this free throw is sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, call WPTL and talk to Terrell at 648-3576.
You know, Massey's getting some looks at the basket here.
He is.
Got to make the free throws up. Second one on the way. Rolls him in. 29-17, 5:30 to go here in the second quarter. East up. Brewer will bring it down. And much like his brother, I don't know that he ever comes out of the game. Jumper from the wing, no good. Brewer with a rebound. He'll go in the lane and kick it out. Stokes going to drive now, and we're going to get a whistle inside. And I believe a
looked like that was a moving screen on Hayden Setzer right there.
And that foul is going to go on number zero, Caden Williams, who will now come out of the ball game. Ferguson will bring it down for Tuscola. To Massey, to Strickland. They move outside the arc. Strickland turns around the side. Won't go. Brewer almost tipped it in for Tuscola. Comes down with a rebound. He'll outlet to Evans on the break. And an alley-oop to Caleb McKenzie. He really wanted to dunk it, I think, but kind of got hung up and leaning and wisely just laid it in. Ferguson drives the lane. It'll hang on the rim and go. .31-19, 4:30 and a half. He's still in the lead. Stokes going to pull up, take the jumper, right baseline, won't go. Massey tipping, getting it, reels it in, rips it away as Jaden Evans tries to get the steal. Shenard now with it on the left wing. Picks up his dribble, to gives it over to Ferguson. Ferguson on the point, right side. Strickland now going to drive in the lane, goes and around and lays it in. We got a whistle.
Oh.
And a travel. And that's amazing. Some of those steps we've seen down on the other end.
Right.
We're letting go.
So they must be letting the Euro step go, the Slovakian step not go. So
Brewer to McKenzie to Stokes. Evans. Baker from the left wing, way over. Rebound Stokes. He'll kick it out. Brewer right wing takes the shot. It's too strong. Baker with a rebound, blocked from behind by Strickland. Going to be picked up by Chase Perkins. He'll feed it to Massey. Spins, gets Brewer off his feet, kicks it out. Shenard, ball fake. 17-footer, won't go. Rebound Jaden Evans. He'll outlet to Baker. Hacked from behind by Shenard. Oh. Saves the basket. That's how you foul. You don't want them to get it.
Yeah, it's going to need to be worthwhile, right? Isn't that what they say?
Make it count. So Baker to the line to shoot two for East Henderson. First one rolled a bit and goes in. So East with nobody on the free throw line. Or lane. Baker misses the second one, so they concede the rebound to Tuscola. 32-19, 3:25 to go here in the half. Shenard directing traffic as he crosses midcourt to Ferguson. On the wing, Shenard pulls up, takes the jumper, won't go, and goes off the rim and over the backboard. He didn't touch anything. Phantom post. And they rule a turnover to East. Ball hit the rim and went over the backboard, never touched anything. It landed inbounds, and actually,
right.
I think Ferguson came down with it.
Yes, he did.
Baker, top of the key. No good. Off the front of the rim. Rebound Massey to Ferguson. Ah, there we go. My favorite tractor combination. Strickland works into the lane. Ooh, no look pass down low into Ferguson. The basket's good. Eagles still up by 11, 2:43 to go. Brewer shakes and bakes, works right, up and over Shenard, hangs in the air, and it goes. Mountaineers going to push it up the floor now. Shenard up, he'll drive, tried to bank it in, wouldn't go, ball tipped out. Massey got a hand on it, couldn't come down with it. Tyleek Baker will get the rebound for East Henderson. Stokes with it across midcourt, pulls up, tried to use a screen, and passes away. Brewer on the baseline now, working on Shenard. Bodies up, jumper off the rim, won't go. Strickland tips it down to Massey for the rebound. Ferguson got no numbers, looks around, and everybody's behind him in black. Gives it to Shenard. Massey swings it right on the wing. Strickland looking to penetrate and drive. Pulls up, shot blocked by Baker. Rebound by Stokes, and we're going to get a whistle in the lane, and I believe a foul on Strickland.
You are correct.
Setzer will check in the game, gives Shenard a break. Chase Perkins also in the game for Stonewall Strickland.
Eli Stokes bringing it down for East, passes it in. Goes up and in. Good basket right there for Jaden Evans. Bryce Ferguson bringing it up. Pass over to Chase Perkins. And a release. Elijah Hampton drives the basket in, goes in and
count the basket for Hampton. And we get a whistle, count it, and a foul on number 12. That's Tyleek Baker.
That's going to send Elijah to the foul line. And this free throw is sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, call Terrell at WPTL, 648-3576.
Hampton way too strong on the free throw. And didn't hit the rim, so turnover to East Henderson. Evans up top. McKenzie, Brewer into the arc. Back out Stokes. He'll take the three, and it's good. 39-23, excuse me. East in the lead as we approach a minute to go here till halftime. Bryce Ferguson looks to move on Brewer. Backs him in. Trying to get up and over. Got the shot off the rim, though. No good. Stokes brings it down quickly for East. Screen set by McKenzie. They'll swing it left. Brewer trying to hit Evans in the lane, and he'll dump it in. Ferguson started to push it down the floor and then decided to slow up. 30 seconds to go. Gives it to Massey. Now Hampton. Perkins to Ferguson. Started to sling it, kind of a one-arm pass. Now he'll two-hand pass to Setzer. Ferguson swings. Massey, head fake, dribbles. Top. Now he'll get over to Hampton. Bryce Ferguson, right wing. The shot, no good. I thought I heard skin. And a long pass as the buzzer sounds by Stokes, and that'll do it for the first half. The Eagles up 41-23. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Mountain Credit Union can help you make this season bright. Everybody, it's Chris Angel from Mountain Credit Union. The holidays are magical, but they can also be expensive. Gifts, travel, heating bills, it all adds up. We're here to take the stress out of the season. From holiday loans and flexible payment options to smart savings tips, we'll help you stay on track so you can focus on family, not finances. Because we're more than your credit union. We're your neighbors, ready to guide you through winter's twists and turns. So stop by one of our local branches today or visit mountaincu.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
It's time for the halftime show brought to you by Papertown Equipment Rental, a store that delivers equipment, customer service, and great prices. Why buy it when you can rent it? Call 565-2737. And it's also time for our A1 Storage Player of the Game Award. Tonight's award for outstanding effort from a Tuscola player goes to Vesper Forbes. And if you're looking for a safe place to store your holiday gifts from wandering eyes and have 24/7 access, call A1 Storage at 646-3981. Conveniently located for all your storage needs. And Vesper, you went on a little tear there, I believe, what, late in the first, early in the second? Kind of got six baskets in a row. How did you all of a sudden get so involved quickly? I think some of it was putbacks, actually. How did all of a sudden you got really heavily involved there late in the first half? What happened there?
I think that a lot of it were assists from Julie Wells. And then for the putbacks, I just tried to get around 10. She was definitely really good at boxing out.
She was very physical, we saw tonight. Mamie Hill, their point guard, just overall, I thought tonight, East Henderson played a very fast-paced, aggressive defense that I don't know if it got y'all kind of off your game tonight, but definitely a hustling kind of defensive team. It looked to us on Friday night last week against Pisgah, it looked like the initial plan was to try to work the ball into Kendall in the lane, and you tried that in the first quarter, got down a lot of turnovers. Tonight, and it looked like to us in the Pisgah game, maybe the passes were a little too far out. You maybe were starting from way out and making a really long passing lane. Tonight, it looked like you guys kind of had the same plan, but really shortened up those passing lanes initially into Kendall. Was that kind of the difference in the two games we've seen the last Fridays?
I think so. We have been trying to work on our passing because it's very important. Turnovers are a big reason for a lot of losses. And we're just trying to keep those numbers down. So passing is very important for us.
So second half, we noticed you kind of started kind of pulling out away from the basket, almost in a wing type situation down there on the far end. Was that by design, or was that by kind of by not choice, but kind of had to do it that way?
If I'm going to be honest, I was kind of just like, I just need to let Julia was on fire. I had to let her get to the paint, and Okay. Spacing was definitely going to help that.
That's kind of what I was wondering, because in the first half you were low and kind of down, out past the block a little bit, but still low. In the second half we noticed you had kind of pulled out and were like out on the wing, and I didn't know if maybe you were trying to do that to pull some defense out, which you, I guess is what you're saying, is you're kind of allowing, by coming out, kind of not packing it in, I guess you're kind of giving Julia some room to work. In the lane. And she did kind of pick up the scoring in the second half. Of course, your bench, we knew coming into the season, thin bench. Tonight, Gwyneth was out, didn't even dress. So you only had three subs, look like, tonight. So everybody did a great job, I thought, though, kind of really staying out of foul trouble in the game. I think one or two picked up four, but that was late, and they were able to get through it. Was that kind of the plan going in, to just kind of conserve on the foul situation tonight?
We were really just trying to play like how we did against Pisgah. But I think a lot of our fouls made the game hard for us. Because they just ended up going to the line, especially in the last quarter. But the goal was just to be aggressive offensively and defensively and just try to stop them from scoring or especially rebounding.
So, you know, the first time we've seen East this season, so we'll get them again at home. So we'll get a chance to work on maybe some of the things that happened tonight. We saw what kind of defense they play. Now, coming up Tuesday, we're on the Henderson County road trip. I mean, we got three games in a row down here. It's almost like they should get us hotel rooms and just put us up for the week. But Tuesday, we got North. Now, you got to figure they're going to be hot for blood after that game at home where we beat them. And so what – we got to shake this one off and get ready for Tuesday. What can we look for as we travel to North on Tuesday night?
I think just being aggressive, for sure. They are a very aggressive team, and they are going to come after us for losing by, 2 points?
Yeah.
So they are going to be – it's going to be a fight, for
sure. They're going to be out for revenge, for sure, because you guys knocked them off early there, and you know, that's got to stick in their craw a little bit. You know, the games the last few seasons have been tough with East, have been tough with North. West, which we'll have next Friday night, West seems to be maybe kind of on a downtrend from where they were. Not saying they're bad, but they're not kind of at the pinnacle they've been. They were one of the top teams in the conference. They lost a lot to graduation, let's face it, especially from last year's team. They were very physical, particularly at Tuscola. I remember that game. That was a knockdown dragout. So, you know, we're playing teams. Henderson, I don't know, the theory here, it seems like, in Henderson County is tough, hard, aggressive defense, fast, quick, and physicality. So what can we do over the next week to prepare for these teams coming up so far as handling that physical kind of play?
Passing, better passing. We need to keep the turnovers down. That's a big thing for us. Defensively, I think we need more help defense and calling screens, which we definitely need to work better on because Julia's getting killed down there.
But to me, you know, just watching her, you know, she's doesn't show really a lot of emotion out there. I mean, it kind of a stern demeanor, but you don't see a lot of talk, a lot of, at least from here, from this angle and up away from the floor. Now, you may hear stuff down there we don't, but, you know, she seems very focused most of the time. And just like you said, we did see second half really kind of a clear out for her to work and get some shots at the basket, because it was packed in pretty tight and they were playing a very tough defense. Well, we got to take a break. That's Vesper Forbes, our A1 Storage Player of the Game. We'll be back right after this. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Seize the opportunity to promote and expand your business with WPTL, 101.7 FM and 920 AM. Give Terrell a call at 648-3576 and chat about advertising packages that fit your budget. Let's work together to promote and grow your business. WPTL is the perfect place to advertise and grow.
Getting into college is more competitive than ever, especially for rural students. That's why we're opening new paths to NC State with options like spring admission and transfer programs. What we think and do helps rural students get into NC State and graduate to fill North Carolina jobs. Discover how we're growing paths to NC State. Visit wegrownc.ncsu.edu.
Sponsored by NC State's College of Agriculture and Life Sciences and the North Carolina Association of Broadcasters in cooperation with this station.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Tuscola basketball is sponsored by Crossroads Ford, Mike's Heating and Air, Mountain Credit Union, Haywood Ace Hardware, Forker Contracting, Vestas Uniform Service, Papertown Equipment Rental, WPTL, and A1 Storage, as we get ready to go here to start the second half on Tuscola Sports Radio, live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box. And East Henderson will have possession to start the second half as they go inbounds to Brewer. 41-23, Eagles in the lead. Brewer. They'll swing it around left side to Zayden Jones. He'll take the jumper for three.
Wow, just starting right out the gate.
Right out of the gate. 44-23. Bartley back now in the game. Got in a little foul trouble early with two. He's back in now. Ferguson on the point. To Shenard. Steps inside, takes the shot off the rim. Ferguson down low, and it's ripped out by Jaden Evans. Long pass down court, and the layup by Brewer is good. 46-23. To Shenard as they cross midcourt. Ferguson works, drives, puts up the shot, hangs, won't go. Ball was on the rim. Picked up by McKenzie. To Brewer. He'll drive, go around Massey. It'll roll around the rim and in. And
Bryce,
we got a timeout. Brown. Ferguson down in the backcourt here. And don't know if he got whacked in the head. He's kind of holding his eye a little bit.
The way he was sitting there, I thought it was an ankle or something. But, yeah, you're right. It got poked in the eye or something right there.
And we're going to get a timeout call, yeah. I believe, by Tuscola. And, of course, Tuscola's trainer not with us traveling tonight. So,
Charles, that first half, Gavin Shenard led all scoring with eight, followed by Bryce Ferguson with six. Stonewall had four, and Elijah Hampton and Anthony Master both. Massey pitched in with 2 points apiece.
So Scotty Setzer from Haywood Regional, he administers the athletic trainer program. Trainer's not with us today. So I saw several sports medicine T-shirts on the East Henderson bench. Normally, you're supposed to depend on the home team trainer. Don't see anybody. We're on our own. Mountaineers will bring the ball down now after the timeout, down 48-23. Bartley over to Hayden Setzer now in the game for Ferguson. Massey with a head fake. He'll pull up. Got Stokes off his feet. And back to Strickland up top. Spin move in the lane. Strickland hangs and goes, and it's in.
Good job by Stonewall right there driving in.
Brewer brings it down for East Henderson. He'll dump it low to Stokes.
Oh, man.
Could have been a third foul on Bartley as he got him with the hip. Shot no good. Rebound Evans. He'll kick it back out to Brewer. Won't go. McKenzie rebound. Sticks it back, and it'll finally go. Bartley probably lucky. Didn't draw another foul. His third. Strickland to Setzer in the corner for three,
boom!
And it's good.
There we go. Hayden Setzer with a shot. And that free throw, or that three-pointer, sponsored by Forga Contracting.
50-28. 5:47 to go here in the third. Evans over to Brewer. Looks inside on a give and go. Evans drives and lays it in. Eagles in the lead. To Setzer on the wing. Strickland drives, lane, cut off, tried to get it out to Chouinard. It was loose, picked up by Zayden Jones. He'll drive down, dishes off to Stokes in the corner for three. A ball faked over towards Brewer, and Brewer looked incredulous he didn't get it. Massey now with it, gives it to Chouinard. He'll dribble in, shot, no good. Bartley tried to come down with it. And he'll pick up the foul off of Jaden Evans. Bryce Ferguson back now in the game. The eye poke has been repaired. Strickland will come out. Chouinard, long inbound up top to Ferguson. Dribbles left, gets cut off, so he'll reset. Left side, Massey. Head fake. Dribbles around to Chouinard. Left side, and McKenzie cut off the passing lane, tipped it out of bounds. Ferguson will inbound from the side. Into Strickland. Chouinard right wing. Screen set high by Bartley, and he'll go low. They'll kick it out to Setzer on the wing. Picks it up. Ferguson. Motions for Bartley to set the screen. He'll spin into the lane. Works right, then left, goes up. He's fouled.
And that's going to send him to the foul line. And this free throw is sponsored by WPTO. If your business is growing and you want to grow it more, give Carroll a call at 648-3576 at WPTL.
And foul on senior guard Eli Stokes sends Bryce Ferguson to the line. First shot is net. Second one on the way. Good. 55-30. 4:30 to go here in the third. Zayden Jones will bring it down now. Gives it over to Baker. Back to Jones. To Baker. Starts to go into the lane. Loses the handle. Picks it up. Gets it over to Stokes. He'll take the three. Rattles out. Saved by Baker, but he puts it right in the hands of Hayden Setzer. But apparently Baker was already out of bounds. I don't know. Let that one go and let us get off on the break. So Ferguson brings it down for Tuscola. Works right of the lane. Over to Strickland. He almost lost the handle. Chouinard going to pull up. Top of the key. Won't go. Strickland hustling for the ball. And we're going to get a whistle. And He's the foul on. Oh, we're going to talk about who the foul was on. I don't know why. If you blow your whistle, know who the foul is on. Now he's going to talk to the other official.
Are you calling that on
Stokes? And then one of the second officials now having a conversation with Stonewall Strickland. I don't know. Stonewall's just going for the ball.
Yeah, the Tuscola Faithful was wanting a technical on the East Henderson player. It looked like he'd kicked the ball on purpose.
Over to Setzer in the corner. Chenard now, top of the key, spins, gives it over to Ferguson. Right side, Bartley to Ferguson. Penetrates inside the arc, hangs in the air on the rim, and rolls in. 55-32, 3:36 to go here in the third. Brewer will bring it down for East. Up top, McKenzie over to Baker. Evans in the corner. Jaden Jones shot no good, and Bartley got a hand on it, tipped it. We're going to get a whistle. On number 10, that'll be Jaden Evans, senior forward for East. And Caden Williams will check in for Evans. Ferguson will get it across midcourt for the Mountaineers and then lost the handle. Able to pick it up, gets it to Chenard. Works right. Into the arc, spins, kicks it out. Ferguson, they go down low. Strickland on the cut to the baseline, and the basket's good.
Good job by Strickland, being at the right place right there.
They'll swing left. Brewer working on Chenard. Chenard will draw the foul, although a bit of a push-off there on Brewer, but not going to get that call here, obviously.
No.
Chenard will check out. Anthony Massey in the game now for Tuscola. And the shot by East is good. 57-34. 2:40 to go here in the third. Ferguson going to go right side, pull up, and pulled it back, but Blaker still able to block it. Outlet down and an alley-oop feed by Jones to Caleb McKenzie for the dunk. Left side, 59-34.
What?
And Ferguson just spun, wasn't really looking, tried to hit Strickland, intercepted by Baker. Jones going to drive the lane, and Bartley will pick up his third foul, I believe.
I think he thought he was going to hit a cutting stone wall, and the defender just dropped back. So, I mean.
So Jones to the line to shoot two for East. First one's good. Chenard will check in for Tuscola. Bartley will check out. Second one on the way is good. Massey looking to get it in. They're going to put pressure. Gets it to Chenard. Well, it was tipped. Stolen away by Caden Williams. They'll go low. Evans with a shot. No good, and he's fouled.
Kind of thought that was a little bit of a foul on Chenard right there when he got that inbound pass. They just didn't call it.
Bryce Ferguson with a foul sends Zayden Jones back to the line again. First one rolls out, no good. Second shot, also no good. Eli Stokes up to check in for East. Next dead ball. Strickland. And I tried to throw a ball in the lane. Nobody there. Stolen away. McKenzie drives and lays it in. And Coach Jones going to take a timeout. Up 63-34. I'm not sure what kind of sorcery he's about to portray here, but the timeout is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, and lawn and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware, located in Delwood. One great location with great customer service. Well, he got the chalkboard out. He's wanting to draw something up, so he's obviously feeling good about something in his mind that he wants to try. Minute 49 to play here in the third. Eagles are up by 29.
I don't know that turnover right there. I'm not sure what he saw, because I mean we're looking down the court too and
nobody was close. I don't know if he was expecting a cut that didn't come. So Chouinard will bring it down for Tuscola now. Ferguson wide open. Oh my gosh, it kicked it out to Setzer.
Oh,
Ferguson had nobody behind him if he'd have turned and looked. He was wide open in the lane and kicked it out, and Setzer missed the three-point shot. So obviously a design play, but Bryce had no one behind him in white jersey. East will go baseline. The shot up by Caden Williams is no good. Ball's loose on the floor. We got bodies everywhere. Massey and Williams going to tangle, and a jump ball's called. And the arrow goes amazingly. I can see it from here to Tuscola.
I don't know. Maybe they thought they were down almost 29. Maybe pulling them off of Hayden would give him an open shot right there. I don't know.
Massey with it now. They'll load heavy on the right side for just a second. Chouinard now spins, kicks it out to Strickland. Strickland going to drive, dish, Setzer taking a look, not there. Chouinard, he'll drive in. They hit Setzer down low, blocked by Brewer, and he'll get the rebound. And an outlet and a feed to Caleb McKenzie, and the drive is good. And Setzer brought that ball down. He took too much time, gave Brewer time to get over there and block the shot. He needed to just stick it back.
I mean, if you're going to do that, you know, give a head fake or something.
Get him off his feet. And looking like I see striped warm-up pants coming off on the East Henderson bench, so they're getting ready to empty out. So a fresh new five for East Henderson with 23.6 to go. We're still in the third quarter. Eagles up 31. Perkins has checked in for Tuscola. Ferguson tried to go in the lane, and number three, Jake Harvey, going to roll over the top of him, and they're going to just, I think, blow a whistle and stop action. I'm not real sure you can go over the guy. But instead, it's a jump ball, and East Henderson will have possession as we run the clock at 15 seconds and counting. Number 13, Justice Baker, will bring it down, a junior for East Henderson. They'll go up top to Slater Holsinger. He'll take the three. Won't go. Stonewall Strickland with the rebound. Long shot. I believe it was going to be short, but it was on target so far as his accuracy. He was just not going to have enough gas to get there. And the Eagles take a 65-64 lead into the fourth quarter. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Crossroads Ford of Waynesville has your ride. Check out their inventory of new and used cars and trucks. You'll find the entire Ford lineup, from the legendary Mustang to the off-road equipped Bronco to the all-new F-150 Lightning EV. We've got the ride to fit your lifestyle. Let Crossroads Ford put you in the driver's seat. Start your journey online at crossroadsfordwaynesville.com or visit them at 524 Russ Avenue in Waynesville. Call 203-8684.
Here's my bucket list for the day. Read an article on a new subject. Say only nice things about others. And listen to everyone's opinions. because making things better requires change. Now, these changes aren't going to show up on your news feed, but they're things I can do. So change something today. It's not going to change the entire world, but it's going to change your world. Change is in you.
Pass it on.
From PassItOn.com.
You're listening to Mountaineer Basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Tuscola Basketball is sponsored by Crossroads Ford, Mike's Heating and Air, Mount Credit Union, Haywood Ace Hardware, Forker Contracting, Bestus Uniform Services, Papertown Equipment Rental, WPTL, and A1 Storage. And as we start the action here on the inbound, we got a foul on, I think, East Henderson.
Yeah, it was on, and they got Bryce Ferguson pretty good, and it's going to send Bryce to the line. And you've got a business and you're wanting it to grow, give Terrell a call at WPTL, 648-3576.
Bryce will miss the first one. Ferguson's second shot is good. Whistle, and Setzer will check in for Bryce Ferguson. Jake Harvey brings it down now for the Eagles. They'll go in the corner to Baker. He'll pull up, baseline on the jumper, good. Strickland going to bring it down, gets it to Bartley. Hands off, Chenard. He'll pull up over Holsinger. The shot, no good. Bartley and Baker going for the rebound. And Justice Baker will come down with it for East Henderson. The lead is 32. Baker drives in, kicks it out on the wing to Dominic Smith. To Holsinger. He'll take another shot from the volleyball line for three. 70-35. That should get us to the magic clock, running clock number. Perkins to Chenard, to Bartley, to Hampton. He'll drive, banks it in high. Friday night banking for Elijah Hampton. The Eagles. Jake Harvey shot, won't go. Strickland gets a hand on it and gets a rebound. He'll push it down the left side. Going to drive in the lane, go all the way. Tried to lay it in, wouldn't go. Bartley follows with a rebound, and he gets fouled. And, yes, we are at the running clock.
That is
what it's doing during the foul here.
That's going to put Jet Bartley on the line, and this free throw is sponsored by WPTO. If you're looking to grow your business, give Carol a call at 648-3576.
Bartley to the line. First free throw pops out. Second one's on the way and good. Massey will check in for Bartley. Clock running 5:39 and counting. Harvey will bring it down for East. Works right. Up top to Holbrook. To Baker. He'll drive. Foul from behind. That's going to... Fouls on Bryce Ferguson. Baker to the line to shoot two. Misses the first one. Second one on the way is good. 71-38, 4:50 to go. Running clock here, fourth quarter. Massey in the corner to Setzer. Ball fake. Now gets it over to Ferguson. Ferguson in the air, dumps off. Strickland top. He'll pull up. Goes inside the arc for two. Justice Baker going to bring it down for East. Works right side on Strickland. In the lane, back out. Holsinger, another J, no good. Rebound Strickland. Stonewall, long pass down to Ferguson. Pulls up outside the arc for three, won't go. Good rebound. Elijah Hampton feeds to Ferguson, spinning in the lane, and the basket's good.
Good ball movement right there all the way into
it was.
Bryce to score.
4 minutes and counting here in the fourth. Eagles will swing it around. Holbrook to Smith. Now Harvey. They go low. Holbrook spins. Shot. No good. Rebound Anthony Massey. Strickland will bring it down for the Mountaineers. Feeds Ferguson on the left wing, and he'll collide with Cole Holbrook, and Holbrook will be called for the foul. Mountaineers going to put in some subs now. We've got Chouinard back in. Harper Bishop, 15, will step in for the inbound already. And Jihal Patel in the corner. He'll feed down to Setzer on the baseline. Jumper no good. Rebound Holsinger for East. Holbrook brings it down, and bounce pass down low to Holbrook's no good. Excuse me, that was Smith on the pass. Chouinard brings it down. He'll pull up, and that's a jumper by
Bishop.
Harper Bishop, and it's good. 71-45. 2:45 and counting.
And that three-pointer sponsored by Forga Contracting.
Eagles working around outside the arc. All subs in the game now. Baker head fake, going to work baseline on Hampton, going to tie him up, and a jump ball goes to Tuscola. Mountaineers going to sub some more. Walker Rogers in the game, and number 20, one of the JVs up, not on the roster for that number. Setzer picks up his dribble on the wing. They go down to Walker Rogers. Setzer, left corner, takes the three, won't go. Rebound Bishop, but ripped back out by, well, that was Baker, ripped out by Harper Bishop, and he'll stick it back for the basket.
Back-to-back plays by Bishop right there.
Justice Baker, he'll step back, take the three, won't go. Rebound Walker Rogers, minute and a half to go. Rogers to Batal. Looking in, can't get it to go, gives it to Setzer on the wing. They go inside, kicks it out. In the corner, Rogers baseline pass over Patel. And he'll lose it out of bounds. Minute and four and counting. We're about to go under the minute. So Baker will bring it down for East. Holsinger swings it. In the corner, Smith for three. Bishop. Dump it in high, and then they tried to give it back to Bishop on the give and go, and he cut, and the pass was over his head.
Yeah, it was more like a give it and gone.
We're into 30 seconds. Harvey will bring it down for East. Should be the last possession. They go down in the lane, and a lays it in. That's Cole Holbrook. Bishop will bring it down for Tuscola. 10 seconds. Patel pulls up, 15-footer, good for two. 76-49, last shot going to be taken by Dominic Smith, and it's no good, and the East Henderson Eagles will win tonight's game. 76-49, we'll be back after this. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Mountain Credit Union is your guide through every season. Hey everybody, it's Chris Angel from Mountain Credit Union. This time of year can bring more than just chilly mornings. It can bring extra expenses too. Your neighbors at Mountain Credit Union have got your back. From holiday budgets to heating costs, our affordable rate loans and savings tools are here to keep you prepared. Because at Mountain Credit Union, commitment to our community isn't seasonal. It's who we are. So stop by one of our local branches today or visit mountaincu.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
This reminder that Tuscola basketball is brought to you in part by Crossroads Ford, Mike's Heating and Air, Mountain Credit Union, Haywood Ace Hardware, Forger Contracting, Vestas Uniform Service, and Papertown Equipment Rental, WPTL, and A1 Storage. It's time for the A1 Storage Player of the Game Award. Tonight's award for outstanding effort from a Tuscola player goes to Stonewall Strickland. Are you looking for a safe place to store your holiday gifts from the wandering eyes? With 24/7 access, call A1 Storage at 646-3981. Conveniently located for all your storage needs. And Stonewall, we knew it was going to be a tough night tonight coming into East Henderson. A very talented team, very athletic team, very deep team. I thought one of the steps that we needed to take, Brewers, you got to figure he's going to get his.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I thought McKenzie, number 20, he's their second-leading scorer and their second-leading rebounder. I thought he's the guy we got a key on tonight. Got a dunk late, but I thought we did a pretty good job on him early. What was your opinion of tonight's game?
Absolutely. I think we did a great job on defense getting him out of the paint as much as he usually is. But we just got to cover the three-point line a little bit better. But
yeah, they – Brewer – well, Brewer's tough. Yeah, and not the, he's not the only one. I mean, he's the, I guess, as you say, the straw that serves the drink. But, you know, they're all pretty good. They all can hit their shots when they want to. But, you know, the Mountaineers, we got some shots. First quarter, I thought we played pretty well. But, you know, it ends up being a track meet. And it seemed like at some point early in the game, you guys, they wanted to run and you were willing to run with them. Was that how it was kind of going on the floor?
Yeah, absolutely. We were just talking. We were like, if they're going to go, we're going to go too. Might as well. No matter what the score is, we won't play hard.
As long as the team that's in the better condition usually comes out on top on that situation. And absolutely, you guys are definitely – there ain't no big lugs out there on the floor for the Mountaineers this year. Everybody's kind of lean and mean. So we're looking ahead. Got a three-game road swing here in Henderson County. Don't know how that got scheduled this year, but we were joking earlier with Vesper Forbes, the girls player of the game, and it's like, why don't they just get us a motel room and we'll stay for a week.
I agree with that. Absolutely.
Hang out, sit by the pool, and maybe get a little warmer weather than what we've got expected to come in.
Yeah.
Single digits on Monday. Well, we go back on the road. We go to North coming up on Tuesday. That was a tough game at home.
Absolutely.
And then Friday, trip to West. West, obviously, will be looking for revenge as they lost that overtime loss to us in Tuscola. So looking ahead, next two games, what can we expect from the Mountaineers?
We've made a big step from where we became. We started to play harder, play more as a team, and hopefully cut these losses down a little bit and defend the hill once again back at West.
Well, that's Stonewall Strickland, our A1 Storage Player of the Game. We come back. We'll have wrap-up here at East Henderson. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Mountain Credit Union is your guide through every season. Hey everybody, it's Chris Angel from Mountain Credit Union. This time of year can bring more than just chilly mornings. It can bring extra expenses too. Your neighbors at Mountain Credit Union have got your back. From holiday budgets to heating costs, our affordable rate loans and savings tools are here to keep you prepared. Because at Mountain Credit Union, commitment to our community isn't seasonal. It's who we are. So stop by one of our local branches today or visit mountaincu.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Well, back here live at the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box as we wrap things up here from East Henderson tonight. The boys losing tonight 76-49 in a rather fast-paced action in the first half. And, of course, the girls losing tonight 59-44. Kind of were hoping for maybe a little better production tonight, but very tough, quick defensive East Henderson team.
It was. I have to say much improved, too, from what we've seen the last couple of years. And here's the thing, looking at their roster, they're kind of young.
Kind of young. Only had one senior. Got two freshmen on the varsity this year. So things may be looking up. East may be the next girls team here in Henderson County to maybe take a step up, kind of replacing West as they kind of they graduated a lot last year. So we'll be with you again on Tuesday night as we travel to the Fruitland Hendersonville Metroplex as the Mountaineers take on North Henderson at North. So be sure to join us back here on Tuscola Sports Radio. For Branson Reese, this is Charles Allison. We'll see you on Tuesday night. This has been Tuscola Sports Radio.
You've been listening to Tuscola Basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio. Tonight's webcast has been brought to you by Crossroads Ford, Vestas Uniform Services, Mike's Heating and Cooling, Stevenson's Pest Control, A1 Storage, Mountain Credit Union, Haywood Ace Hardware, and by Forga Contracting. Join us again next time for Tuscola Basketball right here on Tuscola Sports Radio, a service of WPTL.